Welcome to the Judge Neil Show, show number 603. Yes, you heard correctly. There have been 603 Judge Neil shows, fun psychic readings, and mostly good advice. There's a reason it's called mostly good advice, because like all advice, it's really the perspective of the person giving it. I always think it's great advice, but you may not. Only one way to find out is to call in 302-202-6000. Now, if you've called into the Blog Talk number, don't call that number. Call 302-202-6000. I have my own call-in studio that I use. So if you call that number, again, 302-202-6000, I will pick you up. If you call into the Blog Talk studio, I'm not picking that up, so call that number. You can listen to the show directly on judgeneil.com, but the show is also simulcast, iTunes Internet Radio, Windows Media Guide, Shoutcast, a bunch of other places. So check it out. I want to do a shout-out tonight. We have Stormy Thumper in the chat room. Keep Stormy Thumper company. Come to the chat room at judgeneil.com. There's two choices there. You can click on the Flash chat room, have a fancy chat room, or you can click on an HTML chat room. It even works on mobile phones. So keep Thumper happy. Say hi to Thumper. Hi, Thumper. Thank you for being on the show chat room. Please, if you have a chance, call in. Love to have you on the show. And let's see who we have on the line tonight. Caller from 251, welcome to the show. And there was no 251. Let's go to 347. Anybody from...
Hello?
347, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's
Chad.
Up?
Chad.
This is who?
Chad.
Chad, are you like smoking weed or you sound pretty relaxed?
Oh, you sound like that. I don't know why.
Really? Did it tell you that? Like, hey, you just sound very chill.
Yeah.
It means you're going to live to like 100.
But I'm not.
That's, you're going to live to like your 100. Right. Stress kills people, by the way. So if you're very chill like that, naturally, congratulations. I unfortunately do not have that benefit. I always sound stressed. So Chad, are you a very spiritual man?
Yeah.
No, don't lie to me. If you're not spiritual, just say so. One thing about the show, if you're not spiritual, don't...
No, I'm very spiritual.
All right. Tell me something spiritual you have done in the last month.
I meditate for an hour.
That's good. Why? What? And what do you meditate about?
Drawing in energy from the stars and the planets,
mm-hmm.
and the law of attraction.
That's good. That's very good. Have you seen any spiritual movies?
Not really. Just like, you know, The Secret, Law of Attraction, and I would mm-hmm. watch like Hidden Colors and stuff like that.
I see. Have you called in any like other Blog Talk shows? You know, they have a lot of psychic programs.
I've called here before too.
No way. When have we talked? I don't remember you. How long? When would you talk to me?
It's probably like 2 months ago, maybe a month ago.
Really? What did we talk about? Help me out, because I get a lot of callers. What did we talk about?
I mean, we talked a lot. I mean, I've been calling in this show for about a good year now.
So you've been talking to me for the last 12 months?
Not every month. I'm just saying, like, you know, I'll let like 2, 3, 4 months go by and I'll call in and say, what's up, how you doing, and stuff like that.
So you've talking to me sometime in...
The time that you remember... the time that you had the naked cards, that's when I started...
What naked cards? I never had naked cards. What do you mean?
No, the cards, when you had the late night show and you would have like, not naked cards, but it would be like cards that would be funny.
Okay, you know what? I believe you now. Okay, you pass. You know, I've been off the for a year, but you knew about the funny card. So you know what? Chad, you got to pass. You have listened to the show. I'll give you that. Okay. That's fine. So just to do a recap, if you want to see the cards, go to JudgeNeil.com. Chad had a hard time remembering exactly what the cards are, but, you know, they're not naked. They're stick figures, okay? So not that bad. Did you, Chad, did you know you can get an automated reading on JudgeNeil.com?
Automated? What's that? Oh, when you go on, nah, I didn't know that. When you go on the website.
Yeah. You can actually pull cards. Yeah, and it works on you have a mobile phone?
Yeah.
What kind of phone do you have, Chad?
BlackBerry Z10.
Whoa, I hope work gave that to you. You didn't buy that for your personal, did you?
I did, actually, because I'm trying to get off of social media.
Are you addicted? Like, I don't understand why. I had a BlackBerry, and they were good for a while, but nowadays, honestly, BlackBerry, you suck. Sorry. They're just terrible.
I know. It's iPhones now.
I know. The iPhone's way better. You know, and I'll tell you what, there was a time when BlackBerry was the bomb. The keyboard was awesome. It was the best way to do email, and honestly, now it sucks. They took their advantage, and they threw it away. I'm very sorry that you had a Z10. In fact, if I had a lot of money, like if this was one of those shows where they had a lot of money, I would tell you, destroy
no,
your Z10.
Good, because I could get an iPhone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When can you trade it in?
The camera on it is good.
When can you trade it in?
I don't have to trade it. I could get an iPhone if I wanted to.
Well, why are you on the phone with me when you could be trading in to get an iPhone? Why didn't you get an iPhone?
Because I don't want an iPhone.
Why?
I just don't want it. I want to be different.
Oh, you just want to stand out? Now, Chad, do you have a girlfriend?
No, that's what I was calling to ask you
about. It's because you have a BlackBerry. That's because you got a BlackBerry.
Nah, you funny.
That's like some chick will coming up to you like, oh, Chad, oh, whoa, is that a BlackBerry? I got to go. I'm out. How you going to pick up a girl when you got a BlackBerry?
Easy, I just pick them up.
Oh my
it's
God.
Not hard to get girls in my phone. It's hard to.
All right, I'm giving you a hard time. You know that, right? So you want a love reading? I'm just saying, you know, honestly, like, you know, just think about it. But so you want a love reading? Like you're looking for love, or are you just looking for like casual relationship?
I'm looking for love if it comes along.
Now, do you believe in equality?
Equality.
You know what that is? Like
More detail.
Like men and women are equal, or do you think like the woman should serve the man? Well, you're taking way too long. You just lost a potential date. You just lost
because
a date.
Because I feel
right
the
there.
Other way. Because I feel men should serve women.
Damn. Now you're really trying to catch up.
Women
okay.
Should know their place.
I'm going to pull some cards for you, okay? I'm going to pull some cards for you. I'll tell you something, Chad. You got to be quicker. You got to be quicker, okay? Here's your love cards, Chad. You have Dinner Got Away, The Promise, and Hunter Rune. Do you know what those mean?
Nope.
I'll help you out there. That's okay. The Promise card is a good relationship card for you. You know, that card talks about an upcoming marriage, engagement. Actually, I'm getting kind of like, like maybe a girl gets pregnant. Like, are you careful?
Yeah, I'm careful.
Okay. Be extra careful. Double bag. Okay. Double bag. Now, Hunter Rune. That card is about taking action. So for you, this means there's going to be someone that you're very interested in, okay, that you're going to see, someone that's going to spark your interest. Yeah, it's – now, the Dinner Got Away, I want you to imagine like 10,000 years ago, and you're the caveman, and you got a little cave wife and cave kid, and you want to feed them, right?
Yeah,
he's like, maybe, depends if I'm smoking some weed. But, you know, you want to feed them. So
I don't even smoke weed.
So you go like hunting, and you can't catch the buffalo because you're too slow. Then you have to come home and tell them that the dinner got away. So that's a disappointment card. That means you're going to try for a girl, and it's not going to work out. But if you keep up, you've got the hunter.
What, I just keep?
Yeah, just keep going at it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, do you have any other questions?
I kind of know where my career is going. So.
What's your career? What do you do? What do you do for a living?
Car.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse, a barber, and I'm in training to be a lab technician.
Okay. A nurse and a barber, that's kind of an interesting combination.
Yeah, I work in a barber shop, and then I'm a private nurse. And
okay.
Like, me, my mom, and my sister own our own agency.
Oh, that's very nice. Family business. Is it easy working with family or pain in the ass?
Pretty easy, laid back. We're all cool people. I mean, my family gets to get along. But.
Damn, your life sounds really good. So you wanted to read about what? What was your topic?
When I was going to get a new car, because my car is, like, messed up right now. And I'm
Can you afford to buy a new car?
Fix it and trade it in.
Can you afford to buy a new car?
When I fix my car, yeah.
Why do you got to fix it if you can buy a new car? Can't you just trade it in?
I don't want to trade it in with the front end looking like that. I want to fix the front end. It's just a bumper.
Yeah. Like, so what kind of car do you want?
I've just been lazy.
What kind of car do you want?
BMW.
Which BMW model?
BMW 750 or 745.
It's a brand new one?
08 model. Not really that brand
okay.
new.
Okay. So how much is that going to cost you?
Around like 15 to 12,000.
15 to 12. You gotta go like 12 to 15, or not 15 to 12, but
or 12 to 15. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get you there. So, have you applied? You think you get a loan for that?
No, I never tried getting a loan for.
You just
car.
Gonna pay
I
cash
get
for
a
it.
Loan for opening a business.
You gonna pay
yeah,
cash
I
for it?
Yeah, paying cash.
Now,
pay monthly payment.
How much are you going to cost to fix your car? How much to fix the bumper?
Like to fix the, because I want to do more things, but to fix everything on the car, probably like $300.
Oh, that's it? How much can you sell it for if you fix it?
Yeah. Like 4,500 or maybe, yeah, like 4,500.
Oh, so then it will only cost you like another $10,000 to get the car, the BMW.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, you want to drive a BMW to impress the girls or what? Is that why?
No, my sister has a BMW, my mom has a BMW, my dad forever had a BMW, but now he's in Mercedes, so I might as well just keep going with the train.
Hey, keep it in the family. I do want to say, I do see some people in the blog talk queue. You need to call 302-202-6000. I'm not picking up that queue. I'm directly connected to the other number. Thumper, Stormy Thumper, is in the chat room at JudgeNeil.com, sitting all by herself talking to me. So please come to JudgeNeil.com. There's a chat room, and call into studio. You will be picked up. We have Chad on the line right now. And what I'll do for you is this. Rather than see what's going to happen with the car, I'm going to pull cards for your future BMW 740 series. How's that?
Of course I'm going to get it.
No. I'm not saying, 'cause that's what I was asking. I know you're going to get it, but it's a used car. We're going to see if it's going to have any problems, right? It's like a relationship. You don't know if it's going to be like mentally ill or something, you know?
Worth it.
So, are you ready? Don't jinx it. right.
Yeah.
For Chad and his car. Chad, you have Ambulance, Happy Song, and Imaginary Boyfriend.
What the...
So, I think you get the car. It's good initially. And then it has some issues. That's the Ambulance card. Kind of like a, you know, an, like an accident with it. It's not serious, but it's... What I see is kind of like damage to the car, but not serious structural damage. It's more like, you know, it's almost like someone side scrapes you and it looks all junk. So for you, you kind of tell yourself it's not that bad. It's kind of like that imaginary boyfriend thing. So you're kind of traumatized, but you just can't accept it. It's like, you know, with your car. So a little bit of problems with it, but it still works. I think your car is going to be fine. It's just the looks of it is going to be a little hurt.
I feel like that you're talking about my car right now.
Oh, maybe, you know, because you never know. Sometimes wires get mixed up. But, you know, Chad, I want to thank you for being a guest. I'm going to roll to the next caller. Thank you very much for being here.
All right, cool.
All right, you have a good night. All right, bye.
You too.
That was Chad. You're listening to the Judge Neil Show. And make sure you like my page on Facebook. Facebook.com/Judge Neil, or follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/Judge Neil. You know, I do the show all in my own time. It's a lot of work, and it makes me feel really good when I see, you know, someone like my page on Facebook or, you know, follow me on Twitter. It kind of makes the whole thing worthwhile. If you're called into the Blog Talk studio, you need to call 302-202-6000. That's where I'm picking up calls from tonight. Some people are rolling into the chat room at JudgeNeil.com. We have Stormy Thumper, my good buddy Stormy Thumper, has been on the show, you know, many times. And we have Billy Balls. Hope you're not a troll, but we'll see. Dimensional Mystic, Dragon Dillo, and someone else called Judge. Careful there now, Judge. All right. Let's see who we have. And by the way, if you come to JudgeNeil.com, you can listen to the show. There's a Skype link there, so you can even Skype into the show at JudgeNeil.com. Let's see who's next. And if you're on, if you've called in and you're in the chat room, say so. Okay, and someone is misbehaving here, and so we're going to kick you out. Goodbye, chat room. Bad person. And let's see who we have next. We have caller from 504.
That's me.
Hi, me. Is that your real name?
Yeah. Funny. Hi, my name's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Well, I'm calling to see if you can pick up. I'm trying to find out what my spiritual blockages are. I've looked at them. I've meditated through it for a very long time, and I still can't see my blockages and see if you can pick up what they are. Or what the main one is, it's going to be life-changing.
Kelly is asking about any kind of spiritual blockage, right? That's what you're asking about.
That is it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on the show? Have you ever heard the show?
I think I have talked to you, it may have been a year or 2 years ago, because when that gentleman before mentioned the naked card, that struck a bell. So maybe once before.
They were not ever naked cards. They were like...
Well, there was somebody had some funny cards, and I thought that maybe that struck a bell or something one time I went on to Blog Talk. I don't know. Anyway, so I still believe I have once before, possibly.
Uh-huh. All right.
But I don't remember your voice.
No, that's
fine. You know,
I don't
go on often.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. No problem. So spiritual blockage, and let's pull it. All right. So you have chicken soup, cave rune, and false advertising. Oops, trying to connect with you, Kelly, right now.
Interesting.
Chicken soup, that's a healing card. It means that you've been hurt recently and that, you know, you ask about your spiritual blockage. So this talks about, you know, you need to focus on getting yourself back together. There's some I'm getting some pain in, you know, it's, and actually it translates to some physical pain too. So it may be emotional pain, but you actually feel it in there.
Okay.
You need to work on that. The cave rune is kind of the, it's an ancient wisdom card. So it's talking about, you know, seeking refuge. You know, there's kind of like bundle, if there's a storm coming and kind of like, you know, going inside. So, you know, for you, if there's, I don't know if there's a safe place for you to, you know, be, because it could be some of your surroundings are causing you some issue there.
I don't know. I'm safe. I'm right now. My little cubby hole now. So I feel like I'm in my cave at this moment. So I don't know.
That's good.
Okay.
Cave is good. Cave is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
False advertising. That's a kind of like a manipulation card. And for you, I'm trying to see what that is kind of getting at. So I'm not quite sure if it's you manipulating yourself or someone manipulating you, but there's some manipulation going on with you, you know, in your life.
Okay.
And so that you need to address that. So
yeah, could it be something about speaking my truths and not possibly not speaking my truths, be it consciously or unconsciously not speaking my truths? Could that be it?
You know, I don't know. I kind of gave you everything I had. If I get more when we're talking, I just kind of spill it out. But that's, you know, kind of what I get. There's a little bit of tension in your voice, in your energy that I get from you. Are you nervous at all, or?
Not at all. Couldn't be more relaxed.
Okay.
I'm not as relaxed as the other gentleman.
Oh God, he.
By any means.
It's like, well, what's up?
Anyway.
What's up? I wish I was that relaxed. It's not so much. There's something about your energy that's not settled. That's kind of what I'm getting. And you know, you said you had a blockage, but, and so I'm guessing for you, that's not a normal thing.
I don't know. It may have been a lifetime thing. I think it's been carrying some blockages for some time, but I think there's, I don't know. I can't answer it. And that's why I'm seeking, because,
okay.
I don't know. I've got to work through them, because, you know, time is of an essence now. You know, this is when things are speeding up more and more. And if we don't get rid of these, I don't know. And, I just know that I need to work on it and get through it quickly.
One thing I can try for you is to kind of do one of my humming exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I want you to do is to close your eyes. You can close your eyes and talk at the same time, right?
And chew gum too.
And chew gum. All right. So close your eyes. I'm gonna hum. We're gonna connect energetically, and we're just kind of. I'm gonna try to cleanse you. 3, 2, 1. All right. So I'm kind of sent you my energy from Hawaii. On there, kind of. Do you feel anything different?
No.
Just feel the same?
Mm-hmm.
You might. Where are you calling from?
In Louisiana.
I'm in Hawaii. I don't know. Maybe it's too far.
Oh.
Like, not worth.
There's no such time. There's no such thing as distance when it comes to consciousness.
She's like, no, it's not. You can. It's. There's no such thing as time and space.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
other aliens, other beings can transmit from far, far away. We can do it here. No problem.
I know. Okay. Is there anything else I can pull for? It's, you know, I wish I could say I helped you, but it doesn't sound like my energy is good.
No,
for you.
I mean, you didn't or didn't. I just was. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. The runes. I mean, it's Okay, may I ask another one then? Do I get another one?
Yeah, it's, you know, eat up. It's, you know, all you can eat. So, Go ahead.
That's right. Seafood, all you can eat. Okay, let me see what another question that I might ask, because that's my work. What I'm trying to do is unblock. So that's done. So I'm going to ask, am I going to lose my house?
Are you going to lose your house? Do you need a psychic? Do you have a foreclosure notice?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a foreclosure notice? I mean, sometimes people ask me obvious questions, and it's like, you know, the first thing I ask me, am I going to get money? I'm like, are you looking for a job?
Yeah, really. Yeah, that too. But so that's hence the reason. But no, it's really interesting and tipsy-turvy situation. So I'm wanting to know if I'm going to be able to.
We can pull some cards for you. We can pull some cards for you.
Yeah.
Just see what comes up.
Okay.
So here goes. For Kelly, who does not like my hums.
Correct.
Which does not work. Because
I didn't. I did
I'm
not.
I'm kidding.
By no means did I dislike
it. I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you. It's okay. Don't be defensive, okay? Right. Here goes.
Okay.
All right. You killed Lady Luck, Harvest Rune, and Clown. And I'll explain what these mean. You killed Lady Luck is a karma card. It's a karmic debt that is being repaid. And it can either be a karmic debt like in this life or a past life. So have you done anything in this life to warrant some of the bad luck that you have? Or have you been a very good girl?
I'm pretty good. Practically boring how good. Yeah.
Okay, so you never cut in line.
But sometimes.
Never lied.
Sometimes we do things. Yeah, sometimes we do things that hurt people's feelings we don't know, and that leaves karmic baggage.
Okay.
You know, maybe, who knows?
Yeah, and the Harvest
Rune
card.
But not consciously.
No. You're a good girl. Harvest Rune card. Mm-hmm. This is a kind of a card that says you need to work so you can reap the benefit later. So this is like a lot of preparation that it's saying that you need. What exactly, I don't know. Like, I don't – like our connection like on the show is really good, but I think spiritually we don't have the greatest connection, right? The Clown card – it's an evil presence, you know, because the clown is someone that, you know, is fake, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, because a clown always looks like it's happy, but it's not, you know?
Right.
So that's a presence in your situation that is, you know, kind of being fake. So it could be, you know, someone that's pretending to be on your side, but they're not.
Right. Interesting.
But that's what I have for you.
Okay.
You know.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being here. And, you know, check back in.
Yeah. Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Kelly. You're listening to The Judge Neil Show. And thank you for everyone joining us in the chat room tonight. We have Judge Neil in there. And we have Stormy Thumper. And Stormy Thumper is one of our admins. And she goes in there and she kicks people out that are misbehaving. So think of this as, you know, like grade school if you misbehave. But, you know, come keep us company. JudgeNeil.com. We have a chat room. If you've called into the Blog Talk studio, you need to hang up and call 302-202-6000. 302-202-6000. And let's see who we have next. We have caller from 206.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just pick up my call?
No, I did not. We have chocolate milk.
Hello?
Hello. No. We have a caller from 646.
Hello, how's it going?
Doing good. And you're listening to The Judge Neil Show. One thing I have to tell you guys is I do a psychic reading show. Well, it's kind of for fun, too. But if spirit says you're a troll, then sometimes I disconnect you. It's sometimes we pull a card to see who's there. So let's see who we have on the line. Caller from 503. Welcome. 503. Nobody home. 541. Hello? Anybody home?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, nobody home. Okay. And let's see. We have 561. Hello?
Hello?
And we have 713. Hello? 561. Hello? Wow. We have a lot of people. So, everyone, welcome to the Judge Neil Show. Let me tell you a little bit about the show. It's a psychic comedy. You can find my website at judgeneil.com. And I made my own tarot deck, right? So if you go to judgeneil.com, you can actually view the cards. And we're going to take a small commercial break. Welcome back to the show. And we have a few people in the chat room tonight. JudgeNeil.com. Make sure you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/JudgeNeil. It appears we have an influx of people from, you know, a referral link. If you could post my Facebook on the referral link, facebook.com/JudgeNeil, and also twitter.com/JudgeNeil, I would really appreciate it. I could use some more likes and followers. Let's see who we have on the line. Anonymous caller, hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, I was wondering, if you're a real psychic, what am I about to say?
Can you define real psychic? Like, what does that mean to you?
It means, like, you can tell the future and shit, like they do in the movies.
Like what movie?
Like all the movies.
That's a lot of movies. Like, can you name a movie? Like, something that you've seen?
Forrest Gump.
Okay. Have you seen my website?
No.
Okay, so before you troll me, can you at least go to my website? Go to Judge Neil right now. Go to judgeneil.com. Seriously, go there.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Why?
Okay, goodbye. Let's go on. Skype user, hello? Anybody home? Last chance. Wow, this is fun. We have a lot of rotating callers. 323, welcome to the show.
Hi, getting a lot of weird calls tonight. What's up with that?
Okay. Have you seen the website?
Yes, sir, I have. I usually watch your show.
Okay, what is my show about?
Completely irrelevant to what I'm about to ask you.
Okay, completely irrelevant. Alrighty. We don't have a lot of legitimate callers, but, you know, if you want to discuss, like, I know there's a lot of trolls out tonight, and it's okay, you know. The trolls are okay. If you go to my website, judgeneil.com, take a look at the cards. You can get an automated reading. If you'd like to discuss it, and if you'd like to get a reading, I'll give you a reading. Okay? So let's see who we have. Caller from 770. Anybody?
Nigger.
Wow, that was not very nice. Okay. That was not very nice. 713. Hello. Nobody home. Wow. Fun. So, 561. Anybody home? Okay. Nobody from 561. Let's see here. 541. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
This is John.
John.
So,
what
bring?
Hold on. Let's kind of step through this, okay?
Sorry.
Now, you're actually on the show right now. So when we discuss everything, it's important that you are completely honest with me, because if you're completely honest with me, we will continue to have the conversation. If you lie to me, then I will drop you. So is your real name John?
Yeah, I understand.
Is your real name John?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you call the show tonight?
I've been having stress at my job lately.
Okay, you're lying. Let's go to 724. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing this evening?
Hi, who is this?
My name is Michael.
Michael. Now, did you hear what I talked to John?
Yes, sir. Yes.
What did I say to John?
I've been listening in. Pretty much no bullcrap. This is my first time listening to your show.
It's how did you hear about the show?
Been pretty interesting.
How did you hear about the show?
I was just
be honest.
I was scrolling through the BTR channels. I am being honest.
Okay.
I was just scrolling through the psychic shows, and I happened to come across yours.
Stop.
Sure.
How many other shows have you listened to besides mine?
Tonight, you're the first one this evening.
Not tonight. Ever. Any of the spirituality shows? Name
probably
one.
About 20.
Name one.
There's one about... I can't give you the exact name.
Okay, you're gone. And let's see... Caller from 785.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
William Wagner.
Okay, so William, you've obviously heard the other
Bill's
callers.
Fine.
I'll call you Bill William, whatever comes up. So what brings you here tonight?
Bill Wagner.
Okay. And caller from 323.
How are you tonight, Neil?
I'm fine. Who is this?
This is Hugh calling you from California.
Okay, Hugh. So how did you hear about the show?
Well, I heard about you a couple weeks back from a friend.
Okay,
you said you're just a very spiritual person.
I'm not. Okay. Next, we have caller from 713. We're having fun tonight. 713. No, nobody there. 317. 317. Anybody home? Nobody home from 317. By the way, you're listening to the Judge Neil show. And if you go to judgeneil.com, you can look at my cards. You can get an automated reading. You can even do like this spirit card, which is like an online Ouija board. So there's a chat room there, everything you can do. Now, we have a lot of what I would call the troll callers. And I don't mind talking to you, troll caller, as long as you're honest that you called the show to troll. If you lie to me, I'm going to hang up on you. I don't know if you guys get that or not. So if you come at me straight, we can have a conversation. You know, just that's all I'm saying. Just be straight with me. Don't pull this bullshit like, I listen to other spirituality shows, blah, blah, blah. Name one. I cannot. Okay, seriously. I mean, if you entertain me, I may even let you say, what you trying to troll? Just so let's see if we can get an honest troll on the show or anybody. Let's see. Tonight is a fun night, so we're going to have some fun with this. Caller from 540. Hello. Okay, so that was not a good troll. Okay, let's see. Let's just keep going. Let's see. Caller from 503.
Hi.
Too slow. Remember, so if I pick you up, make sure you talk. And remember, if you come straight at me, we can talk some. All right, Skype caller Shane. Hello.
Hello, I'm a troll.
Are you a troll?
I am a troll.
That's fine. See, now we're
fucking
honest.
Nigger.
No. That wasn't very nice. Where are your manners? I'll give you a reading. If you're a troll and you want a reading, you can get a reading. Okay? Skype caller.
Like man, I am a troll.
Are you a troll?
I am.
You are a troll, so you're a self-admitted troll. That's fine.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Now, have you seen my website, troll?
Oh, my God. I love your website. It is totally like it looks like it was made in 2004, but it says 2012. It's amazing.
What is it? Okay, so what do you like about my... I just want to know that you've seen it. I put a lot of work into that. Maybe it sucks, but did you see it? What? Tell me what it looks like.
I did. I'm at it right now. Well, okay. It's white. You have a black menu bar with a slight gradient.
Okay.
I love right. The peanut butter card.
Okay. So thank you for at least taking the time. If you're going to troll me, at least you went to the website. Okay. So let me ask you this. I want to know how everyone's getting the name of the site. Like, is it Reddit? Where are you guys coming from? Help me out.
Well, we're all coming from all sorts of shitholes online.
Like, I know,
man,
but
we got the 9GAG, man. That's the big one.
That's the big one? Is that where everyone's coming from?
That's the big one.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Now, knowing the site that you've seen and the cards, now, did you know that the show is also broadcast on iTunes?
I did not know that. That is news to me.
If you're on iTunes and you look under comedy, under iTunes Internet Radio, you will find the Judge Neil Show. If you go to
normally I find my life.
If you go to Windows Media Guide, I'm under comedy there too. So a lot of different, and even on Shoutcast. So I'll tell you what, you're playing by the rules, and I really appreciate that. What's your nickname you want to use here? And nothing super profane, okay? Try to do something.
Let's stick. Like, man, just call me Norval.
Norval. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want a reading? I mean, it can be fun. This can be a fun experience.
Oh, man, yeah, I want me a reading.
Okay.
I want me a reading.
Okay, see, there you go. We are actually having a cooperative troll tonight. Self-admitted that, you know, there's another site, 9GAG or whatever. You know what? Norval wants a reading. What's your question?
Like, man, now my life has gone downhill. No joke, I'm living in a van. What I want to know is there hope for me?
Actually, hold on one second. Thumper's saying, Judge, you want me? Yes, absolutely. Please call in. I would love to have your assistance tonight, Thumper. Just let me know when you're in so I can pick you up. So Thumper is kind of like my buddy in the chat room. Thumper and I are the ones kicking everybody out. And if you just don't be super trolly, you can stay in the chat room and have some fun, okay? So, Norval, we're just going to do a general reading for you, okay? And you can take this whatever way you want. I will pull the cards. I will explain it to you. And let's see what comes up. And by the way, any of you that are listening in the chat room or, taking your time on the phone tonight, called into my studio, you can get an automated reading at judgeneil.com. And this is your reading. All right, so you have the shiny object indifference and the Judge Neil card. So the Judge Neil card is a good wild card. It means you're going to get a lot of different things. Indifference card for you, that's kind of a card of malaise. And it could be a period for you where you're feeling like, things aren't horribly bad, not exceptionally good. But the good thing for you is you have the shiny object. Mm-hmm. It means you're going to find something later. Something's going to come up for you. Try to see if there's anything else.
I can dig it.
Yeah. I'm not getting anything else for you, but, I do think that, whatever you're going through now, you're going to get more stuff later. Like your relationship life, your love life, your money life, it's actually getting better later. So,
is there a chance I'll get any Scooby snacks?
I have no idea. I didn't know those were real.
Well, shit.
All right. So do you have – I'll tell you what. You're very cooperative. Before I roll to the next caller, if you – please don't say anything like really nasty. But if you have anything else, you want to do a shout-out or whatever, do a shout-out.
I do have a shout-out. The shout-out is to the American people. Jet fuel cannot burn or melt steel beams. And do you know why, America? Because I hate fucking niggers. I'm dirty.
Okay, almost cooperative. And let's see, is Thumper, are you in studio right now? Just let me know when you're in. I'll pick you up. And let's see who we have. Oh, gosh. My call studio is literally off the hook tonight. Like, I have never seen this many callers in studio. If you're in the Blog Talk queue, you have no hope of me picking you up unless you call 302-202-6000. And let's see who we have. Let's see who we have tonight. Caller from 602. 602. Anybody home? Nobody home. And let's see who we have else. Caller from 678. Nobody home. Nope, still nobody home. Let's just kind of... Tonight is a special night. We're going through it. And let's see if... Is this Thumper?
Well, hi there. How are you? I am a troll.
See, there you go. I was just about to bump you, but you admitted you're a troll, so you may stay. What's going on tonight?
Well, I'm sitting here listening to your show, watching you bump people off, and I'm digging it.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, can we have a real conversation here?
Oh, yeah. We can have some real talk.
Okay. What brings you here tonight? Why
well,
jump on the show?
Well, I'm looking for a bit of a self-degradation, maybe.
No, really. Like, just for some fun, some kicks, you know, pick on the psychic. What's... Trying to understand.
Oh, no, I never call to pick on people.
Okay.
I call to feel bad about myself.
No, really, come on. That's you're still talking.
No, I'm no, dude, look.
Seriously.
No, I'm not. I'm serious. I can explain to you why.
Okay, go ahead.
Honestly. Okay, right. So here I am. It is 1 a.m., and I'm sitting on a chair calling someone under the idea that I'm going to say something to make them upset or hang up on me.
Okay.
I dropped out of school years ago, and I do all sorts of shit that people normally wouldn't fucking do. And it feels so good to do these things, yet it gets me nowhere in life. I absolutely love this for the fact that it's so degenerate.
All right, tell me the truth.
Literally,
what do you have? Okay. Where did you hear about this party? Because, you know,
it's
obvious.
It's from Reddit.
From Reddit. Does anybody have
yep.
the Reddit link? I want to see the link. I've been on Reddit
before. Yeah, I think
before.
It's under r faggots.
Oh, man. That sucks. All right. No, thank you for telling
just like
me,
you.
Though. Tell thank.
No, you're welcome, faggot.
Be nice.
I hate fucking niggers.
Why you guys got to be all nasty like that? Seriously. You don't have to be nasty like that. We can have a real conversation. Okay? So, let's see here. If you see Skype, let's try another Skype user. Skype user.
Hello, Neil?
No, wrong number. And let's see. 770. 770, last chance.
Hello.
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 Too long. Come on. You can't keep doing that. That's not working for me. Obviously, we're not going to get anything done tonight. But you know what? I don't have anything better to do. So let's just keep going. 754. 754.
Hey, Judge.
Who is this? Hi.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Marshall.
Marshall, welcome to the show. What's going on? Why? What brings you here?
Well,
and
you know,
honesty, all honesty. Go on.
Well, I could tell you that I listened to you a long time, but then you'll hang up on me. But what I will tell you is that I'm a troll.
That's fine. And we will continue to have a conversation. So let me ask you this. Where did you hear about the show?
Online.
What link? What site?
Non-gag.
Okay. Is that a popular site to get, like, these jump parties, jumping in a chat room and stuff?
Jump parties? What is that?
Well, you know, everyone jumping in. Like, everybody jumping in. Is that popular?
I mean, it's like a crowd. I don't know. I guess it's a crowdsourcing site.
Yeah.
You know, they don't let niggers or Jews or Spicks or any shit like that.
I got a ground rule, though. If I bring in the show, no nastiness, okay? There's no need.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. So if you follow the ground rules, you get some airtime. We can talk and stuff. So.
Okay.
So, have you seen the website? Do you know anything about my show?
Yeah, your website looks like some kindergartners put that shit together overnight.
And I tell you what, it's not the greatest, okay? But I did it myself. I'm not a web programmer. So, yes, I will totally admit, but at least it works, right? I post my cards up there. You can get an automated reading. It's not. I will totally admit that.
You got to pay some money, man. You got to pay some money because you can't be a broke ass forever. You got a broke ass website.
This is a hobby for me. Let's discuss. This is a hobby for me. This is not my full-time job.
Well, you should make it your full-time job, because obviously you're good at it. Your phone lines are off the hook tonight.
Well, this is honestly, I'm getting troll-rated. I totally get that, you know. I'm not going to get anything legitimately done tonight. So I'm just kind of taking a break and just seeing, you know, what's up. So I'm not worried about it. This is kind of a break for me. This is a hobby for me. So the show is a psychic.
What do you do usually?
The show is a psychic comedy, okay?
Are you a judge?
No. God, no. That's just, you know, the whole point of the show is to have fun. Like, this is not a regular psychic show. I don't know if you guys get that.
But you just put,
if you guys listen to the show, that's like Queen Latifah. Is she a queen? It's a nickname. Like I said, if you actually take time and listen to my past shows, if you go to judgeneil.com and you click on the archives, you can hear some old shows. Mm-hmm. I think they're entertaining. And if you call in for a reading, you get an entertaining reading too. I think it's fun.
Oh, you going to give me a reading?
If you like, I'd love to give you a reading.
Let's do it.
All right, so give me a topic. I'll show you how it works legitimately. And if you don't like it, that's totally cool, but let's just play it out, okay? So pretend we're going to take your troll hat. We're just going to put it aside for a few minutes.
All right.
So you can ask about your love life, a person, job, whatever you want.
How about money?
Money. Okay, and before we go anywhere else, I do want to bring Stormy Thumper. You can't...
Sorry, I got a cold.
Stormy Thumper, welcome.
Hi, Judge.
Hey.
Hi.
That's the Stormy Thumper. This is the other person kicking people out. It's Stormy Thumper and I kicking people out.
Wow. You got a... You got a picture of her so you can put on the chat?
No. You're kind of going.
Get some more hits.
Okay. Are we gonna behave? Last chance. Are we gonna behave?
Yeah.
All right.
My bad.
All right. That's fine. Okay. Stormy, anyone out of line, you can kick them out of the chat room. Okay. And you know what? I'll tell you, I'm gonna break my rule here. Like, she does sound hot. She has an awesome voice. Thumper, you really do. You have an awesome voice. Like,
yeah, she does. Yeah. I mean, I bet she likes big nigger dicks with eggs.
Oh, man, you're done. Okay. I mean, come on. Like, we tried. We tried. I'm actually having fun tonight. I'll be honest with you.
Me too. It's cracking me up.
This is different. Isn't this different? Yeah. Like, I haven't had this before. And in fact, you know, this is more callers than I've had in a long time. More callers than I've had in a long time. It's kind of sad. But, look, and, you know, if you're going to be rude in the chat room, I have to kick you. It's a rule. I'm sorry. Sorry, you know. Okay. Let's see here. I wish you could see this call list. I would let you pick. I'm gonna grab one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, let's see here. 254. Anybody home? 254. Last chance.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, I just called to call you a bitch-ass nigga.
Oh, come on. Is that all?
You have to come up with better words.
I know. It's like, you're going to troll.
It's the same ones.
I know. Let's see who else we got here. Let's do 20. Is it 203? I got so many calls here, it's hard to find one. 203, hi.
Hey.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Ebony. I used to call a lot.
Oh, really?
Are you
a real caller? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
this can't be.
You don't remember me.
Oh, shit. I hate it when I do that.
Something's wrong.
Do you remember Thumper?
I do. There was another guy that used to come on that was really cool.
Who?
Where is he now? It was a Dan or Dave or something?
What was he? Do you know anything about him? And I'll tell you.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't
know. Ebony, you sound somewhat familiar. What did we talk about last time you were on?
The last time I called, I was opening a business, and I had a shady partner, remember? And you were like,
wait.
Her.
Which
you
business?
Have a community.
What kind of business was it?
It is a beauty salon.
Oh, you know what?
Remember?
You see, Thumper, we got a legitimate caller from before.
Yeah.
I remember her.
You're a breath of fresh air.
Well, no, I'm like totally.
Where have you been? Because
like,
I haven't came across your show in forever.
I've been off for, I took a year off. It's like.
Yes.
And we're, you know, tonight we got like a total influx of trolls tonight. It's like, this is like, wow. It's amazing. I mean, but please listen to the archives, everybody. Like, all the trolls. I mean, it's a fun show. JudgeNeil.com. You know. Sorry. I can't help it. It's like advertising there. JudgeNeil.com. Help yourself to the Google ads at top, too. But just kidding. So what can we do? What can we read for you?
I'm calling for a reading. Something fun. Let's see. Well, how about in the career department?
We can absolutely do that. All right.
I'm
so,
at this place. I took on a second job just to supplement my income, man. I hate this place. I'm not going to lie. Like, they don't pay you enough, not enough for what I'm worth with the level of education I have, but also, like, these women are doing, I can't disclose what it is because it's kind of like a shelter for a certain group of people. So I don't want to associate, I already said my name with this place, but, like, these people are kind of crazy. Like, I literally did a check and found, like, beef. Raw beef in between the mattresses, and I'm like, who would do a thing like this? Yeah, it's just weird that they would do that. And I got nervous because I'm like, okay, only someone psychotic would do this, so what the hell are we dealing with here, you know?
Uh-huh.
And now I just want out, like, I don't even want to go back to this place. What is going on with these women there? And men, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are we reading? What am I pulling for? I'm sorry. I lost.
Career.
So we're just going to.
Do you see anything?
Like a general career. Because you're looking for a job right now.
Well, like a part-time, because I have a full-time. I'm looking for something. What can I do to get some extra money? That's what I want. Can the cards
we'll just see what's up. That? We'll just see what's up with, like, Ebony getting some money.
Besides going down, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
it wouldn't be anything worse than what's...
Climbing down the stripper pole.
Yeah, wouldn't it be anything worse than what's said tonight, huh, Thumper?
Yeah.
It's a crazy night. All right, so Ebony wants some money, and she is mostly against stripping. I mean, honestly, if you could make $500 a night, would you do it? I would. That's not bad money.
Yes. Yeah, I would do it.
You know? It's just kind of unfair, right? Because, you know... It's hard for a guy to get a strip job, right? It's easier for a woman to get a strip job. There's just not as much, there's just not as much opportunities, you know. It's just not. It's discriminatory, right? It's just my opinion.
With equal opportunity for men in the stripping arena.
I'm just saying, if you drive down like the neighborhoods, there's all these, you know. Women strip clubs. I mean, you look for men's, it's just not that many. So guys can't make extra money. But, all right, let's pull some cards
for you. Mexico or something.
Oh, no. They do some weird stuff. No. We can't even talk about the weird stuff they do down there. So, Ebony, looking for money, job. Let's see what we got. Cheater, indifference, and twister rune. That's a new card, like Thumper. You haven't seen that before, right? Twister Rune. You've seen the card, though.
Yeah, seen the card. It's awesome. I like it.
Thank you. Do you have anything for her on these cards, Thumper? Do you have anything? Cheater, indifference, Twister Rune?
Cheater, indifference, and Twister Rune. And this is about money, right?
Yes. Yeah, money
yes,
looking.
Yes. Let me see, so it could be like, okay, so like the Twister Rune is like basically about like everything inside of you that's like spiraling. So it's like this is showing you that this is like a huge problem for you. And the indifference is like, how would you say it? Like I would say like, you know, maybe you need to try like something different. Like I'm only going off the title for some reason, so maybe you need to try something different than you have already. And the cheater is probably like, I don't remember the description on that one, but
the cheater card?
Yeah, I think that's all good again.
I'll tell you something, it's a rough night tonight. It is a rough night tonight, but I'll try. It's the energy is really, I don't know how I would say it. Thumper, how would you describe
is
the energy
bad?
Tonight?
It's strange.
I don't even know if I can post this show up later. I just have to, maybe Thumper... Although, since Thumper's here, I have to post this show. There's no way I could not post this show with Thumper on it. But
it's good entertainment. It's good
I know.
Entertainment
all, right,
for sure.
All right. I will definitely, because Thumper is on, I will keep this show because of Thumper.
Aww.
That's the only reason. And, you know, Ebony, sorry.
The only reason.
No, I'm sorry, Ebony. Don't be offended. You know, you're asking about money. And you have the cheater card. It means heavy influence of cheaters trying to, like, cheat you out of money. You know?
Okay,
like if you,
yes.
Yeah, like if you become a prostitute, your pimp's going to try to cheat you kind of thing. So.
Yeah, he's going to want me to do it for nothing, right?
Yeah. And that's called love, right?
Yeah, right.
She's like, been there, done that. It ain't love. Indifference card. I don't have a lot of good news for you. Like the Twister card, it's kind of like at my best read for that would be like relocation? Like, have you thought about just moving, like starting over, like doing Mary Tyler Moore?
Yes.
And and what? What's stopping you?
I have obligations here. That's the problem. Property, businesses, that kind of stuff. And it's like, I'm gearing towards that more and more. Like, I'm starting to put fillers out there just to see. But, like, I want to move to, not really L.A., but California, maybe San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge step because I'm on the Northeast Coast. And, yeah, like, I have a family there, but uh-huh. I've never actually visited. But, like, I'm pissed that every time I see them post something on Facebook, it's like heading out to the beach and they're digging their toes in the sand. And I'm over here freezing my ass off. I hate it. Like every Monday, every Sunday, we get dumped with like 2 to 10 inches of snow. I can't take it anymore. I want to leave.
Where are you at now? Where are you at now?
I'm like close to New York.
And were you there your whole life?
Yes.
And why you stay there this long? Why not just? Do you have kids?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
You got kids?
Yeah, but my daughter's an adult now.
So oh,
she's,
so.
She's not really a kid.
You're ready to go.
Now is the time. Like, I can leave.
Do you have enough money?
Yeah. Yeah, I could pull together enough to go.
All right. Shall we pull cards for your move? Like, pick a location. We'll pull cards.
Let's do that, because I don't like those other cards.
I know.
San Diego.
All right. San Diego. Let's see. And Stumper and I have an informal contest. Who can kick the naughty troll first? I'm sorry, but Stumper, you're just not as fast.
So far, we're tied.
Oh, we are? You counting? Oh, she's counting.
Okay.
She's counting. She's like, we're tied. Okay. Let's see. San Diego. San Diego for Ebony. Bird. Cave rune and calculator. Two nesting cards. Like the bird is a nesting card. That's a good card for the move. That means you settle down, you know, like the bird builds a nest. A cave rune is finding a safe place. A calculator card, mm-hmm. it's implying some financial issues, like doesn't add up. So it's very important to keep good control of your finances when you move. It's going to be easy to get out of sorts. But I think the move is good. I think it can work. So let's see what Dumper thinks.
Yeah, what do you have, Dumper?
I actually blanked it out. What was the cards?
Oh, no problem.
Oh,
she's, you know why? She's trying to catch up on the kicking.
You
so
are
she's,
fired,
she's,
Dumper.
She's trying, no, she's trying to beat me on the kick out. So she's like looking at the chat room like... All right, bird, cave, rune, and calculator. And I'm going to kick some people while she's...
Okay. So, yeah, I totally agree. Like, because I don't remember what you said, Judge, but...
This is a crazy show. Crazy, crazy show.
Yeah, like, I don't
I've
know...
I've never had a show like this.
It's fun. It really is. So I don't know if like if there's gonna be some like places that are gonna be coming, but they just don't like feel right. But soon you're gonna get that bird and cave feeling, like that nest and that cave feeling, like home. So I think it's gonna be good. Also,
I apologize to you or anyone else legitimate that happens to get in tonight. I just have to apologize. Do you want to hang out with us, Ebony? You can hang out with us. It's, you know.
I can hang out. I have some time.
I don't know if we're going to get anything legitimately done to you, Dumper. <It's> just, we're going to try. We're going to try, but I can't promise anything.
Some of the names that they're coming up with in the chat room is like cracking me up too.
If you see a funny one, you can say
where
it, you know.
This,
go ahead.
Where
at judgeneil.com. Judgeneil.com.
Oh, okay. So why did you take a year off? Why'd you leave us hanging like that?
I'm sorry. I did the show for like 5 years straight, almost every day. You know. Thumper knows. We were on every single night. I just kind of burned out. It was.
Yeah, that you did.
Why'd you go? Why didn't you just cut back to one night a week?
You know, sometimes when you burn out, you really just need to step away. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Just kind of go. And let's. All right. Let's be brave here. Let's see who we have. All right. Thumper, no, say no whammies. Come on, do a no whammies.
No whammies.
Caller from 402.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I just want to say jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Oh, my God. That is so old already.
Oh, my God.
Let's
lay off the weed, lay off the buds, dude.
All right, let's try. This is actually fun. 479.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Isaac McMillan.
Thumper's live. All right, Thumper, troll or not troll? Let's test your
troll.
She says.
Wait, I'm watching.
Are you a troll?
No.
Oh, you got to be honest. Stop lies. We cannot take the lies. If you're a troll, just admit it. 775.
Hey.
Thumper, troll or no troll?
No. Yeah, I'm a troll, dude.
He's like, I confess. I was going to ask Ebony, but then since you already confessed, what is your name?
Yeah. Yo, it's Joe.
We'll just call you Joe.
Can I ask you a question?
No melting beams, okay? And no nastiness. Come on. I mean, because I'm just going to hang up on you.
Yeah,
nothing's
going
to get done.
Beams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
Nothing nasty. If you even hint at something nasty, I hang up on you. So what's your question?
All right. So how do you classify yourself as a psychic medium?
Okay. You know what? We'll talk. So I classify my show as a psychic comedy. Some people take away what they can from it, but I do this for fun. If you look at my website, anybody who's looked at my website, you know I'm not pitching myself as a traditional psychic. Have you seen my website?
What, define a traditional psychic?
You know, someone that calls in and they're really pushing for like heavy donations. Even if you look at my donation page, I put like iPhone and MacBook Pro on there. It's like, you know what I mean?
What?
It's a fun show. So, what
is not that funny?
See, that hurts my feelings. You know what? You're done. Why you gotta hurt my feelings for? Like seriously, that hurts. Words hurt. Okay, let's see who's next. 561.
Hey, I am a troll from the Reddit 9gag Alliance.
See, I like that. I like that. He's like confession. Thank you. Thank you for just coming out with that. What can we call you? Something not too nasty, please.
You can call me Juicebox.
That's fine.
Hey, that's my name.
Whoa, I think we have love. Are you single, Juicebox?
I am.
Ebony, are you single?
I am, kind of, yeah.
She's like, it depends if you ask me or my boyfriend, right?
Uh-oh.
Oh, is she going to beat me
Sorry.
To it? Let's see. Oh, damn it. Freaking Thumper. I was trying to kick that guy, and she beat me to it. Damn it. You are getting faster, though. I got to give props, Thumper. You're getting faster.
Thank you. That's right.
I'm having – this is honestly fun. So, Juice Box, what brings – like – I know you admitted you're trolling here. Do you troll a lot? Do you get a lot of those, what is it, nine?
I do. You could say I'm a master troll.
Are you a master? Well, okay. What is the difference between a troll and a master troll?
Well, master trolls are simply better at trolling.
Okay. I gotta ask you this. Have you guys, and be honest, have you guys trolled any psychics?
Maybe.
Have you? No, that's okay. You know what?
I'm not allowed to disclose this information. It's top secret.
Oh, whatever. Did you troll a psychic? Is it okay?
Maybe.
Can say it. Okay. Like, how do you troll them? Like, what do you do? Do you call them and say, hey, and act like you have a serious problem? And then you'd be like, ah, sucker!
Sometimes.
And what do they do? What's their typical reaction?
They hang up, I guess.
Do you get them mad? Do they get mad?
Sometimes.
Okay. Do you want a reading? I mean, that's kind of what we do here. Like,
Do you want to show up in our base of operations? I can give you a link.
Yeah, please. I would love to see it.
Okay, so we're using Reddit right now. It's the subreddit. It's the subreddit. We use it for shock value. We call it Space Sticks. That's what we call it.
Can you post it in chat?
It's not right now. I can give it to you. It's pretty short. It's reddit.com. Reddit.com. And then /r. And then /space6. That's what we call it.
Six?
No. reddit.com/r/space6.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to be there. Come on.
Is there a problem?
Where's my link? What's my link? What's it say?
Well, that's just what we call it. What are you talking about?
No, because there's all these posts, right? So is one of these mine to come to my show?
Maybe. You can click on one. It might
be. Just tell me which one it is. Help me out.
Hold on.
I just want to see.
Well, what do you see on there just to make sure you're in the right place?
PM me for more. Another dick pic. What do you think? Hard afternoon. Opinions.
Oh, that seems it.
This is reddit.com/r/dicks. We're exploring the whole troll thing. So what is it?
You're wrong. /r/space dicks.
Huh?
Space as in outer space and then dicks. S-E-A-C.
It's all one word? Is it all one word?
Yes. Yes, all one word.
I was in the wrong. Whoa. No, that's too nasty. Let's not go there.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. We're not going to go there. Do you want a reading? We can...
Nah.
Oh, man.
I'm done.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking with us.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that was pretty nasty. Please, you know, we're trying to be cooperative.
Why?
Exactly. Let's see here. Gosh, I'm running out of numbers because I've already tagged all the troll people. Let's see. Oh, my God. Let's see. Troll. Obvious troll. I mean, someone's in Skype with an obvious troll name. If you're in the Blog Talk studio, just hang up and call 302-202-6000. If you self-identify a troll, we may speak with you. We may not. It depends if Thumper and Ebony want to speak with you. So.
Yeah, leave it up to us.
I know. All right. Let's take random Skype caller. Let's just see who's on.
Hi, I'm a troll.
All right.
Well behaved troll.
You're speaking with Scunny.
Scunny. Hi, Scunny.
Hi.
You're speaking to Judge Neil, Thumper, and Ebony.
Yes, I've been to your website.
Okay. And what can we do for you tonight?
Is it possible to give me a reading?
Yeah, of course. What do you want to know? We can pull cards. What's up?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. My dad passed away like 14 years ago.
No,
so
we're not.
Did you have it related to that?
No, something else. I'm not in the mood. Something lighter, like just general reading for you. How's that?
Okay, how about, I don't know.
We're just going to do a general reading.
Okay. Do that.
All right. Let's see what cards come up for... What was your name again?
Scunny.
Scunny. It's... I get a little distracted from the chat room tonight. I have to admit that. I know I shouldn't admit that, but it is somewhat distracting.
And I do know that these guys have been lying to you. It's not MindGag or Reddit. That's our meeting place.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I actually know the real site.
What is the real site? I'm just curious.
We meet on MeatSpin.
Okay.
MeatSpin.
It's not like I'm going to go there or anything. I'm just curious.
No, I wouldn't expect you to, but
yeah,
if you're curious enough, that's where it happens, is meetspin.fr.
And how often do you...
And then after that, it's a / Allahu Akbar, but...
How often do you folks go and troll sites or troll shows?
Well, I've been laid off for like 3 years now, so I basically live at home off welfare and troll all day. So.
Is it fun? Tell me what's fun about it.
It's enjoyable.
Why? What's the fun in it? Like, help me out. Help Thumper understand.
I don't know. It's just fun.
Like, tell me a story of the most funniest troll thing you did.
Yeah.
Well, we meet on MeatSpin and share videos and then praise Allah and the whole thing. Our motto that we try to stick with is that jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
And I get that whole reference, but why use that? Is that just like a commonality so you guys can kind of tie together?
Yeah, it's our secret password.
No, thank you for sharing. It's kind of interesting. Thumper, do you have any questions for our guest?
No, it's just, it's just basically what you were asking.
Can I just say that I really don't like niggers and wish they'd all just burn?
That's not very nice, but thanks for trying.
You need to pick better words.
Stormy, sexy voice says, please let Thumper talk. I need that sweet voice. Thumper, go ahead and say something, because I got to agree with that you do have a nice, sweet voice. So.
Thanks.
So, you could read an ingredient box, and it would sound good. Say anything.
Oh, well, I really do like that name that they picked in the chat room. I want to see what names they come up with.
Okay.
Put my name in there. Put my name in there, how they changed their name. Come up with some good Thumper words.
So please, somebody, or all of you, come up with a good name for Thumper. Change your name to it. And, if you get a good one, she'll read it out. She'll call you out. So change your name to something about Thumper. And all right. We have more callers. Let's see. I'll give you a choice. Call it 951-224 or 804.
804.
804. Hello.
Oh, wow. There's someone in the chat room.
I actually just called in. That's awesome.
Wow. Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I am a troll, but I'm not here to really troll.
Okay. So help us understand what that means.
I'm just bored.
That's fine. You're bored. Have you trolled before? Is this your first? Are you a first time troller,
huh?
Or are you a regular troller?
Oh no, not at all.
Regular troller.
I was just browsing the forum and then I saw this. I was like, why not? A comedy psychic. This ought to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you guys that are trolling me, please listen to the show. I think it's funny. And that's not like super drop dead funny, but there's a lot of relationship calls that are freaking funny. Seriously.
Oh yeah, I've there's a lady on the radio around here that always has that kind of stuff, and it's hilarious to listen to them.
Yeah, so the
things that can be said are just too much.
What can we call you? What's your nickname tonight?
Smeg.
Smeg. Any meaning to that that you could say without being overly offensive? Is it?
It's just random.
Like Smeagol or just? Just Smeg.
Smeg.
All right.
Not Smeagol. I crash it.
All right, Smeg. Do you want a reading, or do you want to just like do
sure,
a shout out?
Sure, why not?
All right. We'll just do a general reading for you.
Well, there's this new game that's coming out.
There's
and
a
I'm
what?
Wondering if I should actually bend. There's a new game that's coming out.
Which one?
And I'm wondering if we should buy it.
What game?
Because I don't know if it's going to be good or if it's not. It's called Battletoads.
Oh, come on. Seriously? Come on.
I had to do it a little bit. Come on now.
Like, seriously. I've heard that one so many times. Like, I mean, seriously.
I figured you would have.
Oh, my God. It's like, as soon as they say battle, I usually hang up on them by now. Like, you know, done. All right. I'm going to give you you're kind of all right.
For me.
I'm going to give you another chance.
For me, I like to do it just to have fun on both ends, mostly.
All right, can you explain the significance of Battletoads? Explain the significance of Battletoads.
It's actually a really old game. And it's just kind of turned into its own meme.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's like they get on and they're like, Battletoads! It's like, okay, congratulations, you got
well, it's like a lot of people, they like to call up GameStop and ask when Far Cry 6 is coming out.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay.
It's just, really, trolls are just, we do things that just give us entertainment when we're bored and have nothing else to do. But for me, a lot of times when I actually do get in the mood to troll, I just want to feed off their rage.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have in your troll group?
Oh, I'm a lone troller for the most part.
Darn.
There's probably about 20 people trolling you right now.
Yeah, probably. Around that.
Probably more than that, but still.
I'll tell you something. I appreciate good troll once in a while. Like, honestly, I've listened to other shows, and when they get trolled, I laugh a little bit. I shouldn't, but I do. I'm human. But the quality of the trolling tonight has not been that good. I'll be honest, it has not been good. Like,
it hasn't. I mean, a lot of the things are being reused, and we need to come up with some original stuff to do, but I mean, the whole entire 9/11 thing, that was just ridiculous. I mean, that's just too old. And too obvious.
All right, I'm gonna pull a fortune cookie for you off my website, judgeneil.com. By the way, you can listen to the show there. There's a chat room if you're just listening, because there's people, I can see people listening. There's a chat room at judgeneil.com. And honestly, you can get automated readings anytime. Let's pull a fortune cookie.
Yeah, I've already been on there.
Yeah, let's see what your fortune cookie is. A big windfall is coming your way. Wow. Congratulations.
That actually sounds about true, too. That's a sad thing.
Well, congratulations. That's a good thing, right? Why complain about it? Okay. We're going to kind of...
Wait, is that supposed to be a positive or negative windfall?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Don't think negative. All right, we're going to roll through the callers, Smeg.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for talking to us. We're going to roll through.
All right.
Thank you, Smeg. And I've got so many calls here. We'll let Ebony pick the next one. 248-714 or 903?
903.
Let's see. If you pick a troll, then you're not psychic. I'm just kidding. It's like, you couldn't. It'd be hard, right? 903?
It would be.
Hey, I'm a troll.
Okay, what's your name, troll?
My name is, Captain Sparkle.
Captain Sparkle. What's going on? What brings you here?
Well,
Oh, come on. At least be prepared. Like, seriously. I'm disappointed. Come on, you guys. That was pretty sad. Like, you got on. I asked him for his name. He didn't even have a nickname ready. You know, that's... Thumper, do you see any good Thumper names out there? Anything catch your eye?
Not yet.
Not yet. You guys, come on. You guys suck on that. By the way, call into the show 302-202-6000 if you're in the Blog Talk studio. I'm not going to pick you up. I'm having fun with this. Like, we're going to keep going. How are you doing, Thumper? How are you holding up?
Yeah, I'm liking this.
Yeah,
I know it's bad, but I'm liking it for some reason.
I know, and you know what? I don't have a time limit. When the Blog Talk show ends, we can keep going. I'm curious to see how long they can go. Like, we can keep going. Ebony, we're going. How are you doing, Ebony? Good?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You're good? Are you having fun?
I'm having fun. I'm reading all these stupid remarks in the chat room. They're dumb.
Okay. And Thumper, they're asking Thumper for a moan, and she's like, no. All right. Let's... Okay, where's my mouse? I'm going to pick the next one. I guarantee this is not a troll. Kidding. 248.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, it's a troll. Damn it. Just kidding. What's your name?
Hello?
What's your name?
My name's Lenny.
Now, Lenny, are you a troll?
No. I don't know. What's a troll?
Wait. Ebony, is he a troll? Is he lying or telling the truth?
I don't know.
I'm just watching your broadcast from cable television right now. It's actually really good.
Wait. Thumper, is he a troll?
Why you have to lie? Just tell the truth. You're a troll, right?
Yeah, we just kicked him. Lying.
Yep.
If you are a troll... And you admit you're a troll, and you have a decent, not nasty nickname, we will actually talk to you. I think that's fair.
Heck
right?
Yeah.
Isn't that fair?
Yeah.
We'll actually talk to you.
Yep.
Whew. Okay. let's see who we have. Like, I've been labeling these, so I'm not going to pick the same caller. Let's see. By the way, I have caller ID, so I can see all these numbers. I tag them. So, 228. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, 228. Are you a troll?
No.
What's your name?
Light Yagerman.
Oh, that's too long.
I was actually wondering if you can read my cards.
Wait. Thumper, is he a troll? Oh, you've been voted off. If Thumper or Ebony think you're a troll and you deny you're a troll, then you get kicked off. You guys got to listen to the rules, okay? So if either one of them calls you a troll, you're off. All right, let's see who's next. All right, 951.
Okay, you're a troll, but you can just check the fellow trolls around here.
What's your name? Can we call you? Wait. We will ask the questions. What's your name?
Quest.
Okay, what's your name?
Quest. That's my legal name.
I can't hear you. You're kind of hard to understand. You have to have a good connection to 224.
Hello?
Hello, 224.
Hello.
Hi. Do you have a name?
Go with Ryan.
Ryan, are you a troll?
I'm actually not.
Okay, stop. Before you say anything, we're going to vet you. Ebony, is Ryan a troll?
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry.
We have a winner in the chat room.
You got
Judge Thumper.
Oh, Judge Thumper. There you go. I like that. That has a nice ring to it, Judge Thumper.
Yeah,
kind of dignified, Judge Thumper. Okay. You're going to call the next one. 561.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, this me?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Pepe.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Pepe the Frog.
I can't hear him. Can you guys hear him?
No, not really.
Pepe the Frog.
Oh, too slow. I mean, come on. And, you know, sometimes if you're on speakerphone, it's hard to hear you. So please, your friends may be there, but at least when you're on talking to us, don't speakerphone it. Let's go 980. Hi. 980.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, this is Krispy Kreme YOLO Swagmaster.
Oh my God, that's a long one. Are you a troll?
Yes, I'm a troll from the 9-gag army.
Okay, wait. Now we got another question. Thumper, is this a male or a prepubescent male or a female?
Oh, I blanked out again. Say, talk again, troll.
Troll speak.
Oh, I was just saying that I'm a troll from the 9-gag army.
Oh, you're a male, aren't you?
Yeah, dude.
How old? Wait. Ebony, how old is Troll?
I want to say like 21, 22.
Thumper?
Oh, I think he's a little bit younger.
I'm going to go at 12, Thumper. What do you think?
Yeah, I think about 9. Yeah.
9. How old are you, Troll?
I'm 18.
I think he's lying. You can't lie to us. We're going to bump you. 512. Hello. 512. Hello. Nobody home? All right, we'll try.
Really?
I know, yeah. Probably went to go pee or something. 360. 360. Anybody home?
Hello?
360?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry. I was confused. My phone wasn't working.
What is your name?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, are you a troll?
I am not.
Wait, stop. Don't say nothing.
Okay.
Thumper? Is Jeremiah a troll?
Okay, we're going to give you one more chance. You're a troll, aren't you?
I'm not.
You liar.
Can you prove you're not a troll? Can you prove you're not a troll?
Yeah.
How would I do that?
Just prove it. Like, you know how they used to do the witches? They used to push you off the cliff, and if you fly, you're a witch. Like, can you prove you're not a troll?
I don't know.
Ebony? Is Jeremiah a troll?
I'm not a troll.
Ebony?
Yes.
He's a troll? We've got two trolls. You're gone. Two troll bolts. I'm sorry. And we even tried to give him a chance. I mean,
hold on, guys.
Thumper asked you if you were. She gave you a second chance. Thumper gives life. Thumper gives life.
I know. If you guys were, like, truthful that you're trolls, then you could stay on longer with us.
I know. And you get to hear their beautiful voices. But yet, you lie. I could hear the disappointment in Thumper's voice when he lied. It's like, oh, why you do that? She wanted to talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Makes me sad.
Yeah, makes me sad too.
860. 860.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Steven, and I originally was going to call the troll, but I do have some girlfriend issues that I really want to talk about.
Wait, stop. Now we're going to, this is kind of goes one step deeper. So this is kind of like long con trolling, but let's see what the thought is. Ebony, is Steven long con trolling? Or a Thumper.
Uh-oh, I can't hear anything.
Thumper, can you hear me?
It's coming in breaky for me as well.
Thumper?
Yeah, you keep going in and out.
Am I in and out? Go ahead, Thumper. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, so is Steven trolling that was a troll and he's not going to troll now?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We have a I don't know. Is Ebony still with us? Ebony may have. I see her in there, but I don't know if she's dropped or not. So we're. You know what? You've kind of slid through a little bit. Okay, so Steven, you want a reading?
Yes, I would like a reading.
Have you been to my website?
I have looked at your website a little bit. Like everybody else said, it does look very downgraded. You got the whole black bar with the several.
Oh my god! Yeah,
I don't even know, man.
It sucks.
It's kind of shabby.
It is. I cannot argue with that. You know, when someone brings up a good point, but I'll be honest with you, I suck at web design. That is not my skill set. That's the best I could. That's a Weebly.
I bet a lot of people do, man.
No, it's a Weebly site. I just drag and drop the stuff. I just don't. That's not
right.
My skill. So, if you guys are ragging on my site, I will actually agree with you that it sucks. But it gets the job done.
I'm actually looking at all the cards you got right now.
Yeah. And I read off of those. Do you know that I do readings off of those?
Right.
Yeah. There were actually some more nasty cards, you know. I had to take them out.
Had a little issue there?
Yeah, you know, because I wanted it to be more mainstream. I had some Thumper nose. There were some more riskier cards, huh? Risque. Do you remember those? Did it ever make you feel uncomfortable, Thumper, when I had some of the risque cards in there?
It did make me uncomfortable, but, you know, I kind of went with the description instead of what the title was.
She tried to, like, so you're glad then we kind of cleaned it up a little bit, right?
Yeah, you did great.
Yeah.
I love the cards.
I took out all the risque cards. So what's your girlfriend's name you're calling about, Steven?
Her name is Alexa.
Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's pull some cards. And this is just about you and Alexa. You have the home card, the diet card, and falling. The falling card is kind of a warning to watch out for like an obstacle that you should be able to avoid. And
all right.
I'm trying to if sometimes there's just random things come out, but that's I'm not getting anything more off that. The diet card, that's a transformation card. That means your relationship is in a bit of a turmoil right now. This is
right.
Something that it can get better and actually end up to be something better. That's the diet, you know, when you start from something and you get to something else. And I'm getting the home card, and home card sometimes means, you know, nesting and whatever, but in your case, it means some space. There needs to be some space between you guys so that I think things can get better. Like, Thumper, anything?
No, I think you did a good job on that one. If there is a girl.
All right. Well, I mean, let's see. My girlfriend and I have been, you know, as I said, going out for about 1 to 2 years. And there was just a bit of trouble recently. She'd gotten into a car accident, and she's currently in the hospital. And she's not in the best shape. And
I'm sorry, but that's not true.
Oh, he was trolling us. So disappointed. It's like you're fishing, right? We're trying to fish for a non-troll. We almost had one. Almost had one. It's like we.
Well, the thing is I've heard them say that before.
Oh, you have? Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Here goes.
It doesn't turn out very well at the end, so I was like, no, we got to stop that one.
And good call. Ebony, are you still with us? I think Ebony's gone. Maybe Ebony left.
No.
She got kidnapped by a troll. 217. 217.
Hello? 217.
Hello?
Hi. Am I a troll?
Are you a troll?
Well, originally, yeah.
Uh-oh. Are you a born-again troll?
I mean, I can be if you want me to be serious.
Oh, see, there you go. That's legit. Okay. So you called in to troll, but are you changing your mind? Do you want to have a discussion?
Yeah, I'm... Everyone should raise their dongers. 9/11, Hitler did nothing wrong.
Disappointing. Let's go to 618.
90 seconds. 618. How you doing,
bro? Hi. You know the rules.
Howdy. Well, I don't know the rules, actually. I just was told to call this number.
Okay.
What's the rules, bub?
All right. Let me give you the rules, okay? I'm broadcasting live off JudgeNeil.com, and this is a spiritual comedy show, and so everyone's been jumping in and trolling.
60 seconds.
Now, did you call to troll the show?
Did I call to troll? Oh, fuck. Oh, man, that's a confusing question. I fucking don't know, to be honest, though.
Okay, confused troll. Let's go to... 561. 561.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. That was just awkward right there. 27. I'm like, if it takes like 10 minutes to get someone to say something. 276. 276.
Hello?
All right, Thumper, you can talk to him. You can do the questionnaire.
10 seconds.
Hello?
Hello?
How you doing, Audie?
How am I doing? I'm good. How about you?
Well, you know.
Are you a troll?
I'm not trolling. I got this off of 4chan, and they asked me to call. And, no, I'm not 14. I got off Facebook.
If you tell the truth, you could be on longer with us. Are you a troll?
No, not exactly.
If you want to hang up, just say hang up.
I was wanting to know how big your tits was.
Oh, yeah.
I just hung up on there. All right. So Thumper, I'm going to let you talk to him. And as soon as you say hang up, I disconnect him. So we're going to pull 919. Impress Thumper. Oh, he's playing the show. I mean, if you're on the phone, you gotta turn off the show. We can hear it in the background. 9... Wow, I got so many calls here. It's so hard. 903.
Hey, I'm actually a psychic myself.
You're what?
I'm actually a psychic myself. I'm trying to start my own website.
Are you a troll?
No, I'm not actually.
What? What kind of psychic? What? Okay, all right. So you say you're a psychic?
Yeah. My name's Lennon.
Lennon?
Yeah, Lennon.
It's all you, Thumper. You just tell me when. You roll with it. I'm just seeing how far you go.
Lennon likes the fruit.
He's not, huh?
Lennon likes the fruit.
It's hang up.
All right, he's gone.
Darn it.
I know.
He's like this wall. I'm like.
Okay, we're looking for callers. Like, call into the show. 302-202-6000. The show on Blog Talk has actually ended already, but we're still broadcasting live. If you go to iTunes, Internet Radio, under Comedy, and you find the Judge Neil Show, broadcasting live. Windows Media Guide, broadcasting live. If you go to Shoutcast, broadcasting live, you can see the cards at JudgeNeil.com. And we have... we'll call her Judge Thumper on the line, and she's kind of screening people. You have to get by.
Kind of.
You have to get by Judge Thumper tonight. Okay. Let's see. 228. 228.
228?
They're
not there, I don't think.
Nobody from 228. Yeah. Last chance. We'll try them later. 206. Oh, I already picked them up. I just hung up on them again. Aw. Where's the callers? Okay, we're running out of... If we run out of callers, we might have to go. So,
I called Judge Thumper to call in. So.
Say what?
I called Judge Thumper to call in.
Wow.
I'm trying to get the other one, too, to call in, but they said that they're shy, and I'm like, really?
Try to get Stormy Sexy Voice. I like that name. That one came out pretty good. That was probably one of the good ones.
That's the one that said that they're too shy.
Are you serious? How can you be too shy? Like, come on. You're calling to troll a show. Are you ready? We have 510. 510. Anybody home?
They're laughing.
I know. Can you muster up a voice?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Go, Thumper. It's all he's
all the trolls, guys.
You said you're a troll?
No, I'm here to talk to you about them.
What?
I think they're great.
What did he say, Judge?
I don't know if it was Greek or great. Did you say Greek?
I think they're Greek. Greek.
I still don't get it.
There's a website in Greece, and they're asking a lot of people to call your show.
I'm international.
Oh. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Good job.
All right. So, what brings you here? What can we do for you?
I've been having these dreams where, like, I don't know, for some reason the word moot comes up often. And it's
Thumper. I don't know. You know what? This might be one of the more entertaining ones. Go ahead. We'll give you a play. Go ahead.
All right, so what happened was...
You can't laugh while you're telling it, though, okay? If you laugh, I will drop you if you laugh. Because at least honor the troll. Honor the troll. If you laugh while you're telling it, that's really sucky.
I can't take it anymore. Moot left.
Oh my God! Come on, we. Thumper, we tried. I was even gonna let him tell his story. I was letting him tell his story, and he just couldn't.
I know. I'm asking.
We're gonna take an anonymous caller. I'm feeling lucky.
Okay.
Anonymous caller.
Yeah, this is Billy Balls, Thumpin' Thumper.
The one I heard kicked out earlier. How you doing?
Yeah, why'd you kick me out? I asked you how your night was.
I was just
trying to be a nice guy. I tried to ask you how your night was, and you kicked me out of the damn chat room.
I'm sorry.
Why you gotta do that?
Well,
if you want to kick him, just say
something.
Kick him. You can say, we can kick him.
Can I get my cards read?
That's up to Thumper. If you're not nice to Thumper, you will not get your cards read. Thumper's
nice
in charge.
Thumper.
Thumper's in charge.
How her night was going.
Thumper's in charge here. Thumper's the nicest person I know. I'm serious. On the whole planet.
Thumper sounds cute.
Yeah, she does, but she's the nicest person I know. So if you can't get along with Thumper.
I wasn't mean to her.
So Thumper, do you want to keep him or you want to bump him?
Sure, we'll keep him. He can entertain us.
Okay. You may entertain us. So, what can we do for you tonight?
Let me get my reading.
All right. So, before we talk to the reading, have you been to my website?
Yeah. I saw your shit-ass MS tape card.
That's not very nice. I mean, seriously.
Well,
like,
that ain't my problem. Maybe you should hire a graphic designer.
Oh, my God. See, you know what? At least, wow. Talk about rude. I mean, come on. Like, I was trying to be nice. See, that's why Thumper's a psychic. That's why she kicked you out. Because you're an ass. That's why she kicked you out. Okay?
Oh, it's Judge Thumper's on the line, but I'm trying to get the area code.
Oh, well, let's see if this is them, the unknown. Are you Judge Thumper?
Oh, hello? Hello?
Who is this?
Judge Thumper, actually.
Thumper, do you believe him?
I can, what do you want me to say in chat? I can say it.
Oh, good test.
Say it in chat. Say in chat. You are? Okay. Hey,
yeah,
Judge Thumper.
Oh, see, so you're
the winner of the name.
Yeah, so you guys are getting a lot of, like, troll messages. I was here to troll, but it got kind of entertaining. We just sat back and listened.
It's funny.
You know, it is funny. I mean, like, I'm going to be honest, this is the worst raid we've ever done.
Why?
They're called raids.
Why?
Well, I'm going to be honest. You guys are just like, haha, you know, and then laughing and then like hanging up. It isn't that big of a reaction. People join for the reaction.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they mostly do, huh?
So they wanted you to like flip out, but you kind of are. I'm going to be honest, you are just a tad bit.
I know, because I'm trying to have a fun time here, and if... Like, I expect quality trolling. Like, if you're going to call in, like, a story, have a good story. Like, the other guy was calling in with a retread story. I mean, creativity. Like, imagine this is like the Olympics. I mean, come on. Give us a show. Quality, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you really can't expect a troll. Like, you can't, it's not something you expect, it just happens.
That's true. Like, for the moment, live for the moment.
You can't be like, hey, tell me a funny joke, because you're already expecting it, or do something funny. It's not as funny.
He brings up a good point. He brings up a good point.
But, yeah, I mean, like,
you've earned a shout. You want a shout out to anybody? You've earned a good shout. This show will be posted. I will post this show. If you guys want to see it, it'll be under the archive.
I'm going to be honest. I think I might continue watching every now and then because I'm enjoying it for a general. Well, one, because I've never heard of a comedy psychic before. So, and I do have like, I don't know how to say it. It's not a psychic in my family, but I don't know how to describe it. Whatever, but I have like a somewhat psychic person in my family and he's like legit though. So.
Do you have a psychic story that happened to you that you can tell?
Not that I can recall of right now. I mean, you know, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Do you know how I, you want to hear how I started the show? Like, well, how I got into the reading thing?
Yeah, dude, I definitely want to hear that.
All right. So before I did the whole reading thing, I didn't even touch the spirituality stuff. I was like, that's all like nonsense. Right. And so I was doing this advice thing where I would just start the show and I would give advice to people, but nobody would call me. I would have like no callers. And so I was browsing Blog Talk and I'm like, wow. All these people are calling all the psychic shows, but they're not calling my show. So I drove down to the, you know, the Sedona, the spirituality shop, and I bought some rune cards, you know, some runes, some cards. And I actually put on my show, I'm doing psychic readings. I don't know anything that I'm doing, but I got a manual. And you know what? I can tell people on my show that I have no skills whatsoever, but I have a book and cards. And people started calling me. Like, my lines were full. So I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty fun because after I do the reading, then people will listen to my advice. So I was doing that. Then I'm like, man, these cards, they don't really make any sense to me. So then I just kind of made my own cards up. And that's where if you go to my website, judgeneil.com, you can see, you know, I have my own cards. So then that's how I started doing the reading. It kind of evolved into it. And we used to do all kinds of funny stuff. Like we used to do role plays on there, you know, Thumper. She was on the show like almost every night for a couple years, right, Thumper?
It was so much fun. Yes, it was so much fun.
Yeah, and then I took a year off. But so I like to enjoy it.
That's a break, a whole year?
Yeah, a whole year.
Dang.
I did it every day for like years.
It's like retirement.
I know, every day for years.
It's a really short retirement.
Yep. So that's the story. Would you like some cards? We can pull some cards for you, just for fun.
I pulled some cards out myself. I'm really liking the drawings. I keep pulling out different drawings. I really love the drawings. Did you do those?
Yes, I drew them myself.
Dude, 10 out of 10.
You know, I just, you know, I made up the card names. I drew it myself. And, you know, do you know what they call those when you have, like, you use something? It's called a divination tool. I learned this because I listen to a lot of psychic shows nowadays. So it's a lot of people, they need like a tool. Some people don't need it, you know, but I kind of do it because I, you know what I do when I am reading somebody, I look at one of my cards and I don't go with literally what it says, you know, but I will just kind of connect to it and feel like, this is what I feel. And some people like
general idea.
Yeah. Like the feeling of it. You know, and that's it. So what can we do? Do you want to say anything? You want to do a shout out? What do you want to do?
I mean, like, I was here to raid and troll you guys. I mean, like, when I first called on a different number, mm-hmm. I said, hi, how's it going? And you straight up hung up. I said, hi, how's it going? And you hung up. That was really mean, man.
I knew I was getting troll attacked, so I was just like...
You just kissed me. It was like right at its, you know, right when it started, like 20 minutes into the show. How far are we into the show now?
Oh, we're like past like showtime. I'm going way past because I'm not like just on Blog Talk. I control my own broadcast, so I could broadcast 24/7 straight if I wanted to.
Yeah, I see. I'm broadcasting from the website now.
Yeah. I'm going to go till I run out of good callers tonight. We're just going to keep going. Or till... I don't want to be by myself till Thumper gets bored. We're going to keep going.
I mean, like, it's 2 in the morning where I am. I don't know where you guys are at.
I'm in Hawaii. It's up to Thumper if she says where she's at, but...
No.
She's like, fuck that. I'm not saying shit.
So, like, what time is it in Hawaii right now?
It's like 9:15 in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
It's still early for me. This is my hobby. This is a hobby for me. I'm actually tonight I'm having a good time because this is like my relax. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. Tomorrow you're not going to see like anyone. I'm going to be really, really, really honest, brutally honest. You're not going to see anyone. Everyone's just going to disappear. I mean, like, it's starting to go down. Half your chat in the chat room is gone.
Aw.
The only people that are here to just like listen. It's a little sad, but you know, it's the truth. Everyone's moved on to different people.
All right. Well, you know, any of the trolls, if you're in the call studio, I'm going to give you one more chance later. if you want a real reading. You know, for fun. This is, if you would like a fun psychic reading. You know what I call it? I don't know if you guys see the show posting when I post it. It's fun psychic reading and mostly good advice. That's how the show is posted. And it's supposed to be someplace where you can, you know, relax, you know, see what the cards say and, you know, just, you know, have fun. That's, I always wanted it to be a fun, I never wanted it to be like a super serious show, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, Thumper laughs all, we used to laugh all the time.
She's just been giggling for no reason at all. A lot of girls do that. I don't understand why. They just giggle all the time.
Yeah, but Thumper has the best giggle ever. So that's like, you could actually run a car with it. It's that.
I'll agree.
She has the best giggle.
Aw, thanks.
All right. So you know what? Would you, what is your name? What can we call you?
You can call me by the Hacker 4chan.
Something shorter, just Hacker. Can we call you Hacker?
You can call me... I don't know. That's a hard question.
It's not a hard question.
I go by a lot of different...
Give us a simple one. A simple one.
Man, I really can't think of one.
I'm going to call you Hacker, then. Because that's all I have.
Right?
So... Hacker, we're gonna roll through. We're gonna leave you online with us. As long as you behave, you can stay with us. And
I'll just mute my mic. You know.
No. And if you can even comment on the caller, like if they're a good troll or a bad troll.
Oh, all right.
All right. So we're gonna. In fact, I'm gonna let you interview. Yeah, we're gonna let you do the first interview. See if they're a troll or not.
I don't want to do an interview. No thanks. I'm just here to
He's like, I can't call my own brothers out. I'm gonna get busted.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I don't think I can.
He's gonna.
Oh, come on.
Are you a good troll? I'm gonna have to hang up on you. No, I can't do that.
Oh, come on, do it for me.
I'm on the same level as them.
Oh.
I'm just a little anon, you know.
All right, that's fine. I love your honesty. It's refreshing. All right, we're just gonna see. 423. You're on with Thumper, Judge Neil, and Hacker.
All right. First off, I am a troll.
Sounds like an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting.
What's a good fellow, brother?
Hold on. I'm a unique troll. I'm a lurker. I don't normally do these things.
Yo, high five. Internet high five, yo. I was once a lurker. We're all lurkers on the inside.
Thumper, you get to rate his trollness, like if it's entertaining.
No,
if he's not...
I actually have an honest question. I actually have an honest question for her.
Thumper.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and it's serious, because...
Here goes. This is a setup.
Yeah.
No, it is not. I
promise you it's a setup. I promise you. You can't even keep a straight face while you're doing it. That's bad trolling.
It's because she's laughing.
See, you're
for real.
Sucky trolling. Come
on. For real. Okay.
I'm going to give you a second to compose yourself. Stop. Take a breath.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I have a girl that I have to go out with tomorrow. We're supposed to be meeting up. Her name's Raven. And where would you want to go to eat breakfast at?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I can see where this is going.
Do we keep them or we bump them? We got a lot of other callers to take.
Don't bump me. Don't bump
you
me.
You gotta answer his question at least.
Okay, for you. Let's see. I don't even know.
Don't ask me.
It's
I've
a
never
trick question. It's
before.
Like asking where you want to have breakfast. That means you spend the night with them. It's kind of lame.
No, it's not. It's not that. This is actually for real.
Well, why don't
you make her breakfast?
You
don't go out. You
make
her breakfast. You make her breakfast. I'm gonna be legit. I would do that.
Yeah.
Well, I can't really make her breakfast because she's coming out of college, and that'd be kind of creepy. Hey, I know you were coming out of class, so here's your breakfast.
All right, I'm gonna. You know what? It's. I'm going to give you a chance to do a shout out. Please don't be anything super nasty. Go ahead.
My shout out is to Neil.
No, I don't want shout outs to me. Okay. I don't need a shout out. I have a fucking show. I can shout myself out all day.
All right. Whoa, watch the F shirt.
Oh, see, that's true. Bad language. Bad. All right.
Yeah, you know, this is family friendly.
Oh,
didn't you say that? Come on.
No, I don't. If you would have heard my show.
Apply by your own rules. Come on.
If you would have heard my show before, if only. 951. 951. 951.
The only other light, you're under it. What?
951.
I'm on?
Hello?
Oh,
anyone?
Hello.
951.
Hello, this is the Jesus
hello.
Chat line.
Who's this?
My name's Quest.
You are now a host.
Are you a troll?
Kinda, but.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. You passed the first step. Go ahead, Judge. I'm cracking up.
What brings you here tonight? And remember, if there's any hint of dishonesty, we hang up on you.
Well, I heard about this on the 4chan thread. I was like, hey, I got to see what's happening here.
What are they saying on the 4chan thread? What are they saying about us?
Actually, your 4chan thread has ended.
What?
There's a new one. And then that one has ended, and now there's a new one for a totally different broadcast.
Not for me?
Oh, do you usually link
to that
one?
I fell off? Wait. I'm not.
Yeah, they're doing
I'm offended.
I told you that.
Now.
I'm offended. Wow. That's sad. Dumper, did you hear that?
Well, because they were. Never mind.
No, why? Tell us why we're not.
No.
Let's see. I can open the thread right here.
No, just tell me why they dropped us. I'm hurt.
I don't know. You just like started turning it into a normal talk show again. You handled the troll situation as it should have been handled.
What is that?
Yeah, you didn't start flipping out. You didn't start flipping out. Remember, I said
we're having fun. We're having fun.
You took what everyone was saying and you made it like your own thing. So like, hey, your mom's a bitch. Well, you know what? I wouldn't doubt that. I haven't actually met your mom, so I only have what you tell me, so I have to believe that my mom's a bitch.
Yeah, our call queue is
like,
dropping. It's
You've just, like, totally revised the thing. You've made it your own.
Is so, there any other shows on right now? Who's on? This is, like,
there's
late.
Who are they rating now?
Bible study.
Oh, don't pick on Bible study. That's just wrong.
Oh man, you have yet to see
Marijuana Happy Hour.
Oh, Marijuana Happy Hour. They're funny. Yeah, they're funny. I've heard them before.
Yeah. And that's all the ones I see right now.
What? You guys ever heard of Debbie Daly?
No.
I'm not really into talk shows.
No.
Yeah, okay. Me neither. I'm just here for the rating.
All right.
Saturday Night Paranormal Show.
So there's a paranormal show on right now?
No, it's on Saturdays on like the local radio station.
Yeah, we're not. Our blog talk show ended already. We're broadcasting off JudgeNeil.com live, and the chat room is there. So, still going.
Yeah.
And I think.
Okay, you want some cards? We can pull some cards for you.
Sure, I'd love cards. Cards are like my second favorite thing besides
right.
The money that bought them.
What can we call you? What's your name?
Quest.
Quest.
That's my legal name.
Thumper, do you believe that?
It's like their energy is throwing me off, but you know, it's like, I don't know, it's just probably because they're just like behaving.
I gotta be honest with you, Quest. I don't believe you. I mean,
because they're
seriously.
Wait. If there's anyone in the chat, like, they can confirm Facebook Quest Kenneth Williams, Riverside, I'll be the only one there.
Oh.
Okay. Well, your caller ID shows Riverside, so that's true. You're not lying about that. All right.
Yeah, I got cut off the first time from my other number.
Oh.
Did I hang up on you?
My other number. Yeah, my other number is a cheap Obama phone.
All right, here we go. We're going to pull some cards
for you. Actually, if I could ask a question for you guys, like, what's your opinion on the Obama phone program?
Oh, no. I don't want to get all there. We're going to pull cards for you. All right.
All right. Yay. I love cards.
All right. Your cards are white flag, good pickup line, and unhealing wound. Thumper, anything?
Okay, what were the cards again? I'm sorry.
It's distracting, right? White flag, yeah. White flag, good pickup line, and unhealing wound.
What wound?
Unhealing wound.
Unhealing wound. Okay, so the first thing, and this is just a general thing. So we'll start with the good pickup line. It's like when you're... Oh, no, this could even go with your trolling, but you guys, like try to turn things around. Like, try to, like, say better sayings is what I'm saying. The unhealing wound. Yes, yes, there you go. Sorry. The unhealing wound is, like, I don't know if there's, like, something that's deep inside of you that's hurting that it's causing you to go with this group, but you might need to get that checked out or, like, get that fixed. And the white flag is, like, even, I don't know, if there's, like, something that you're trying to go for, is just kind of, like, stop. Because I don't know, and this is, like, going with your personal life. It's, like, I don't know if you're, like, planning on doing something or you're just feeling stuck, but they're saying, like, kind of drop it. So I don't know if this could be, like, a job or something like that, or just all in general. Go ahead, Judge.
I think that was awesome.
I failed on that one.
No, you didn't fail. You did great. I'm going to go with that. That's for Quest. That you're reading from the one and the only Thumper.
I had a question on what was the unhealing wound?
Like, I don't know, like, say if you had, like, a past relationship and you're just, like, still bringing that into the future, or if you have a relationship right now, see, I don't know.
It's still on your mind.
Causing...
It's stuck with you.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, thank you, then.
You're
now,
welcome.
Do you have any shout-out you want to do?
Yeah. All you trolls, you guys need to get better at choosing your raids. Like, you can't choose a comedy show. They're going to think that's hilarious.
I agree.
Now, whoever chose that religious show, you're on point.
I don't know. I kind of think it's wrong to troll, like, a Bible show. Like, I just feel it's wrong. Because they're, like, really trying.
When I got that
like, the choice is good, but... The group who's making the choice is a bad group. Like, if this was Reddit, I would be like, that's amazing. You guys are going to do some hilarious shit. Keep doing what you're doing. But this is 4chan, so I'm just like, little sister, get out of the room. You might see some penises.
Is there any
etiquette?
Go ahead, hacker. Go ahead.
No, never mind. I'm actually talking way too much.
No,
keep interrupting.
I really have a question. I have a legitimate question. Is there an etiquette to the trolling, or is there no rules? Like, you just go for it.
Don't go too far with it. That's my etiquette.
I would have to be... The only rule is don't bring up Nina. Or, yeah, pretty much that's it.
Fair enough. Okay.
As long as we don't touch that area, we're good.
You can stay on with us.
My roommate had a question earlier.
What's the question?
You wanted to know, like, is this monetized or anything? Like, do you get ads or anything? Or is, like, this just, like, really just your hobby?
It's just my hobby. I can tell you that... You know my Google ads? I'll tell you what I made off of it, like, this last month. Let me refresh it. I made $2.64 last month. It is obviously not paying my rent. Okay.
But covering your app habit.
I'm sorry?
Covering your app habit, like, Oh, new Angry Birds.
No, not even. Like, I spend, let's see, probably about $150 to $200 a month running the show. It's a hobby for me. I like it. I have fun. People do different things. Let's grab a Skype caller.
Okay.
David. David off of Skype.
Hey, what's up? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. David has bad mic issues.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of noise.
Yeah, that's bad quality. Let's see here. We have...
Wait, you just hung him up?
Yeah. It's bad quality. You want to try again?
Give him a chance?
All right. We'll give him a chance. We're going to pick you up. No, I'm sorry. I got trigger finger. We're going to give him another chance because Hacker's trying to hook you up. All right.
Sorry, I'm sensitive.
David. Hacker said...
Sorry about that.
Oh, see?
I was about to say that. My cats were fighting, and I was just trying to get away.
Oh, see, Hacker saved you.
Sorry.
I got triggered.
Yeah,
happy.
Thank you. I've been really enjoying the show, and I looked at your website. Did you code it in XTML or HTTP?
It's Weebly. It's like lame.
HTML5
with CSS.
If you grab a pen, I'll give you a link. It's called Code Academy.
Honestly, I'm not that interested in making it better. This is really a hobby for me, so
I snooped around some of the stuff. It's not that it's not functional, it's just that it's not pretty.
No, it's not. You know, I'm looking for is the functionality. It's like it can present my cards, it can do a reading off of it, and people can do feedback, and it does the chat hosting. So that's all I really need it to do, and it does the job. You know, now if this was my business and I was running this to make money, then I would hire a professional web developer, you know, CSS skills, all that stuff, you know, but it's not. So
I don't know if it was the last call over talking about the little pictures, but I think that they're not that they're awful, but I frankly enjoy the mediocrity of them because you really start focusing on what the meaning is. And I don't know. I'm first time listener, first time caller. I kind of got dragged in. Somebody just sent the link over here, but I've been studying and listening to you guys and I'm really enjoying it. How often do you do this?
I used to do the show every day for 2 to 3 hours a night. And I totally burned out. I was doing it for 5 years. And so I stopped for a year. I only started back up in January. But I've been doing the show probably, you know, mostly on weekends.
Uh-oh, Judge.
What?
You're cutting out a little bit.
I'm cutting out. No, don't say it isn't so. If I cut out, you guys can talk.
There you are.
I'm here. So I was doing the show a lot. I do it now mostly on weekends. Tonight's a special night. I felt like entertainment.
Yeah. And, do you mind if I ask you, did you do readings on yourself every day, or do you do it
whenever you
feel fit?
I don't.
Okay.
I am not that spiritual. I'll be honest with you guys. I am not that spiritual. Like, I was telling the story earlier. You know, I was doing an advice show and nobody would call me, and that's why I started doing psychic readings, so people would call me. Being honest with you guys, that's. And.
But.
You know, it worked out. What was that, Thumper?
Stormy Sexy Voice is on the line, I think. They said Mexico.
Mexico? I don't see a Mexico.
Yeah,
wait.
I said,
I'm looking. Are they on Anonymous? We're going to try find them. Let's try find them. Sorry about that. We're looking for Thumper's favorite caller. You can hang on. Just respect the, you know.
I'm really enjoying this.
Let's go to unknown. Are you Stormy Sexy Voice or Stormy Sexy Thumper? Yes or no? No. Okay.
No, they said that they're calling from phone. I'm trying to.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through it now. Are you, anonymous? Are you Stormy Sexy Voice?
Stormy Sexy Voice? No, I'm Billy.
Oh yeah, we're looking for Stormy Sexy Voice. Sorry, we're looking for someone specific. I'm very sorry. I don't mean to be rude or anything. It's 941. Are you Stormy Sexy Voice?
Hello.
Hi. Are you Stormy Sexy Voice?
I'm not.
All right, you're honest. What's your name?
Yeah.
I like that he's honest.
Let's go with James.
Yeah, me too.
Really, we really appreciate honesty on the show. What is your name?
Let's just go with my middle name. It's James.
That's fine. James, what brings you to the show?
4chan, unfortunately.
Why unfortunate? What's wrong with 4chan? Isn't 4chan pretty cool?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah.
It just brings me to a terrible place.
Wait, we're not terrible. We're cool.
Okay. You're not terrible. This has been a lot of fun, actually, watching and listening, especially the chat. The chat's been great.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I regret kicking some of the people earlier. It's, you know, I got a little kick happy. I admit it, you know. But, you know,
she
was on a tear. But see, when people go with the N-word and stuff, I really do get offended. So I don't mind the trolling. Yeah, that's I don't dig that. So, you know, and real vulgar, super vulgar. Like, you know, I don't like swearing doesn't offend me, but if you just get vulgar, I don't like it. So what can we do for you tonight?
I just had a question for you guys. Feel free to answer it.
Well, we're getting a lot of backtracking. We're getting a lot of feedback. If you're not talking, mute yourself, by the way. So go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I just had a question. It's not trollish or anything. It's a serious question. I was just wondering if you guys were pro-marijuana or pro-legalization.
That's a legitimate question. Thumper, do you have an opinion?
I'm for it. I think it should be legalized everywhere.
You see, I'm kind of in the same boat, but earlier in the chat you said your man is in the military, in the army. So I was just wondering how does that work? Does that affect his his household? Does that get in the way of things with him? Is it a concern for him?
What?
Like, I'm assuming if she's marijuana, she probably partakes. So does that bother him?
Thumper, is he?
No. I see where he's coming from. I did let that out a little bit.
Oh.
No. It's because we're only in a relationship. We're not married or anything. So it doesn't bother him. And, it, you know, it's just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's only my. What do you say? I'm stumbling over my words. It's only my opinion. It's only my opinion.
Actually, we have Mexico. There's a Mexico caller.
Oh, you're going to dump me from Mexico?
Do you want to pick him up? All right, so everyone, if you're not talking, mute except Thumper. We're going to pick up Mexico.
You're gonna dump me from Mexico?
Oh, we were waiting for Mexico. It's for Thumper. We're not dumping. I'm going to keep you online.
Everybody here is for Thumper.
I was here for Neil.
Aw, there you go. All right, so.
Oh, you Neil. Trust him.
Hold on. Let's just pick up Mexico because Thumper wanted to hear Mexico, okay? I'm not going to drop you guys. No one's getting dropped yet. We can still have a discussion.
Okay.
We're just going to pick up Mexico. Because we dying, right, Thumper? You want to know who Mexico is?
Yeah, it should be Stormy Sexy Voice.
Mexico caller, are you Stormy Sexy Voice?
Hello. Yes, I'm Stormy Sexy Voice.
You know you have to prove it, right?
Type in chat.
What do you want me to type?
Just type anything.
Okay, I'm going to type, you have a hot, sexy, smoking voice.
Why, thank you.
Very descriptive.
You
okay, we definitely have a whole right sexy caller.
What is that? Sorry, my grammar.
That's okay.
All right.
GG.
Yeah, well, I'm
go ahead, Thumper. He's all yours.
What's your name? What's your name? I want to know your guys' name.
Oh,
you can
okay,
just say your first name.
My name is Carlos. You can call me Charlie.
Okay. You could have picked a better name.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but that's my real name, so.
Okay, we'll go with that.
That was mean.
Ow. Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Carlos is like Carlos sounds like a very joking name, like, for some reason. It's just like,
yeah,
it just is.
Oh my God.
My parents didn't like me. I'm sorry. I was an accident. The truth is I was an accident.
Oh.
Yeah. They even told me that. I asked them, hey, Mom, Dad, why did I was born? I was like 11 years old. And they said, oh, well, it was like kind of an accident. I didn't get it in that moment, but later I grew up and found 4chan.
4chan is love. 4chan is life.
4chan is life.
What does that mean? Are we on 4chan again? Are we back?
No, we're not on gag. It's just a meme. Don't worry.
Oh.
Not that I know, but 4chan is life comes from a meme.
Can someone post us back on? Can someone post us back on?
I am actually going to post you back on.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's going to even bother to come back on here because, one, it's already been done, and two, nothing's really happening.
Wait, we're having a conversation. We're talking.
Yeah, and everyone wants you to start freaking out and start cursing. That's what they want.
Anyone have a... Okay, we can go back to... Who was bringing up the 420?
Oh, that was me, 941.
941, okay. So I'll give you my opinion. Okay, first of all, I think alcohol is more dangerous than weed. I mean, if you look at it, more people die of alcohol poisoning in college than weed poisoning. That's just, you know, where I'm at on it. Like, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be a long time before you see any, you know, changes along those lines. But I will say this. I've met people that were kind of weed smokers. And some people, and I guess you could deal with alcohol too, they kind of waste their lives away. Like, I know people who have smoked weed and they didn't really do much with their life and they had potential. So I don't know if it was the weed that caused it or they would have, if the weed wasn't there, they would have just been alcoholics. You know, any thought on that?
I feel like there's a lot of crime that gets associated with weed and people who use it. And more for the alcohol, there's not a whole lot of crime that comes of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just know, like, people that smoke weed are way chill. They're just cooler. They're cooler guys.
Yeah, my first caller, Chad... I think he was the first troll, but he was totally chill. He was, hey man. I don't know if that was part of his act or something, but he was like,
oh no, I think Chad was from like Reddit or something, so he's kind of gay.
Yeah, he was. He was,
well,
totally.
Chad is a gay name, honestly.
Ow. Damn.
I'm from all corners of the interwebs.
We're like going anti-name here. Okay. I'll give you guys a choice. Do we pick up the blocked call or 540? Actually, no, we already pick up
a block 540.
Block caller?
Block. Yeah,
the block caller. Oh, yeah. Everyone against me?
Who wants to interview the blocked caller?
I'll take it.
Who's
I? I don't even care. I want to see a block caller.
Who's I? Who said I?
David.
Oh, is that quality? I see your mic. Was that quality?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I just put on a better microphone.
Okay, so quality. I'm gonna bring on the anonymous caller, and it's your job to interview them, find out if they're a troll, why they're here. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Right,
yep.
Go.
Hello. Welcome tonight. May you please speak your name?
Billy Balls.
Oh, it's Billy Balls. He's back. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm
how's
all right.
Hanging?
How about you?
I missed you, man.
A little bit to the right.
Oh, how the axis spins us ever around every year.
I'm just trying to get my damn cars read. And I heard you guys talking about marijuana and drinking and alcoholism. And you know what? I got a problem with both. And I don't give a fuck. But I want my cars read.
Whoa, watch that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to. If you want us to read your cards, you have to keep it clean.
All right, yep. Well, read me my damn cards.
Okay, let me, I've got some cards right here. Let me shuffle them around. I'm going to start.
Neil, I love you.
I hope your first card is marijuana, because you really need to chill.
For the trick.
Do you hear that card? Tell me when to stop. I need to hear when you want me to stop. Stop? Okay. You got the crystal pool.
Does that mean I'm going to get, like, mad crystal pooned?
No, actually, exactly. It actually means the opposite. You've got the honey.
You're lying. I'm going to check your website right now.
Okay.
JudgeNeil.com. I'll even plug it for you.
I'm not Judge Neil, though. You're psychic.
I don't give a fuck who you are. It's Judge Neil's show.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's got a point.
He does, but we've got the internet police. We can give them a phone call.
Oh, yeah.
I just want my card read.
I am reading your cards. You've got the crystal pool, Honey Senpai, but then you also got the Aqua Garden, which is kind of an odd pairing. You got the crystal pool, which means that you're going to have to liquidate the things that you enjoy. Also, the crystal garden, like the Aqua Garden, I mean, you're going to have to really nurture what you hold dear in your values, where Honey Senpai is just pretty much kind of like your overall tone of how you should approach things should be a lot gentler. You're too brash.
So smoke more weed and drink more beer.
Well, you'll have to smoke weed every day.
Obviously.
I do it every day.
Smoke weed every day.
When's the next show, Judge?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm chewing. I'm eating my dinner.
Oh,
well,
you have
it, suck your dinner back and let me know when the next show is. I want to come back around.
Calm down.
It's usually on the weekends. If you go to my Facebook, facebook.com/JudgeNeil or Twitter.
I know it all.
I post the show time.
Talk to you three times tonight.
This is the Billy guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Ball.
We keep hanging up on him. He keeps calling back. He's very persistent.
Why do you hang up on Billy?
I don't know. It's kind of fun. I don't know. I don't know why. It's kind of cheap.
Well, I wish I could. I'm going to finish my beer and go to sleep.
All right.
Okay.
Nigger.
Go to sleep, please.
Whoa. Hey.
All right. That was not nice.
Ginger Vita says that they're 224, and they've been waiting very patiently.
I see 224. That's actually Ryan, who was on before. Let's see.
Oh.
Let's bring him on. 224, you're on.
Finally. Gave me like half a second last time or so. No. No.
I don't know. I'm sorry. What can I say? I've got problems.
Dude, you're like an internet bully.
Damn, that's, you know what? You might be right. I gotta admit, when you're right, you might be right. All right, someone else talk. I'm eating dinner.
All right, you guys.
All right.
So you say you're drinking beer. What kind of beer are you having tonight?
What?
I think that was Billy, and I think
that
Billy got
Billy.
Muted.
Oh, Billy.
Yeah.
224 is still on. I don't know why he's on.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I hear you.
We all hear you.
All right, Thumper, can you interview somebody? Oh. It's kind of not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Thumper, I love you. Remember
you want it.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
No one's really saying anything.
Are you guys getting together tomorrow?
Yeah,
how often do you guys get together?
We hang out about once every 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we sit around, you know, order some pizza and maybe play some poker.
Awesome.
Carlos is pretty good. He's sneaky. You gotta make sure. Keep an eye on him. Oh, man. Remember last month? That was crazy.
It was a good month.
Are you guys mostly on BTR in that? When you guys go and troll, is there like a favorite show that you guys always like go to?
No.
Yeah, we usually always just watch Judge Neil together.
That's a lie. I call bullshit.
Obviously, that's a lie. Obvious.
I call bullshit on that show.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to call
bullshit.
Bullshit.
I think it's just an accident that we are all here.
Yeah.
I ended up here because I was sick.
You're sick?
Yeah, I had like flu or some shit like that.
Oh, no.
Oh, do go on.
Okay. In all honesty, when you guys get the flu, does, like, the mucus drain out of your nasal cavity, or does it, like, stay until it gets expelled?
That's nasty.
It stays until I say doesn't.
No, stop. That's, well, it's kind of lame and boring. Let's, let me see who else we have on the line. We have
941.
It's all green and boring. 941.
Oh, it looks like 9Gag is trying to raid.
Who? I got.
Can we do the cards?
Yeah, pull a card. You guys are on. You guys can pull from the website.
Yeah, that's so far.
That's good. I'm just on my phone.
Oh, we have a block caller. Let's see who the block caller is. Block caller.
Hey, is this me?
Yep.
Is this me?
Sorry, I've been here for like 20 minutes and no one's picked up.
Really?
Oh.
Actually, Thumper said not to pick you up.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding. She doesn't do that. She's the nice one. I think I've been kind of rude tonight, actually. People have been bringing it up. They said I've been kind of rude.
Yeah, but it's understandable. I mean, you were being raided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't feel like it was that violating, though. It wasn't that bad.
No, there was multiple websites, so they kind of conflicted.
It was a shitty raid.
Pretty hit or miss.
Honestly.
Yeah, Reddit posts, so you knew it wasn't going to be that good if they were resorting to that.
Wow.
Well, it ended up being entertaining.
That's the reason why I'm still here.
Yeah, we don't have, you know, I got to work tomorrow. We got to, a little while longer. We're going to roll through the callers, make sure we've picked up everybody. You folks have been wonderful guests. It's actually kind of, you know, neat how you meet people, you know. It's, and I'll tell you something. If you listen to the archives, like, I've let people who have come on for readings do readings with me. Like, Thumper started like that. She just came on, and I was like, wow, you're really cool. Why don't you hang out with me? Right, Thumper?
No, because she's a girl.
Heck yeah. Double A.
Actually, she does have
she
a really awesome voice. She does.
So sensual.
I cannot argue with that. That is so true. But
I wish I had an internet girlfriend.
Oh.
All right. Let's see. There's only a couple people that we haven't picked up yet. Only a couple people. We're going to go back to, like, two more. After we roll through these last couple calls, we're going to call it a night. But let's see. We're going to pick up 540 again. Hello.
Oh, finally.
Was I rude to you?
No, well, I called and I said nigger really fast.
Yeah, I was rude. It totally makes sense. All right. Do you guys believe in redemption? Do you guys believe in redemption? Let's pick him up.
I do.
Let's pick him up again. Let's see if he can be trained. 540, hi.
All right.
Hi.
I was just stating what I did. I wasn't. I'm sorry.
What did you do?
Are you going to kick me again if I say it?
No, what did you do?
Oh.
I called and I went.
Oh, see, I got to kick you. Okay.
What was that?
Take him for it.
678. I'm sorry. I can't help who I am. 678. Anybody there?
He's speechless.
Hello.
Oh, is this a 12-year-old?
Stop being mean. I'm 11.
No. I can see who's talking. That was Hacker.
Hello.
678.
Hello.
678.
Hello.
678. Hello. 678.
Like a broken rock.
Hello.
Anybody there? 678.
What's up? 678.
Is that all you got?
How
seriously?
Old is he? He's the 18-year-old.
Did you tell your mama that you
I'm
got on the air?
Pushy.
Did you tell your mama
I'm
you got on the
pushy
air?
Out. And then I'm gonna go over to you, and I'm gonna call you a nigger.
He sounds 12 years old. He really does. He sounds 12 years.
You could tell from the young trolls and then the older trolls. The older trolls are more mature than the younger ones. They only know like one word.
You think his mom is bushy though?
How old do you think they get?
I have a question for the 12-year-old though.
He's gone. He dropped. Sorry.
No.
I didn't kick him, though. I swear I didn't. I didn't kick him. 12-year-old
reading.
The 12-year-old dropped on his own.
But did Thumper kick him?
No.
No.
I can verify really. That with 95% accuracy that he was wearing all black DCs.
Okay, so...
Hey, so can I ask an honest question?
Yes.
So you do these for hobby, right?
Yeah.
Do you only, well, this is my first time in the show, so do you only like read cards? Is that all your show, like every day?
Yeah, it's basically people call in, I read them my cards, and then I just give them advice. And a lot of times I have guest readers on with me, like Thumper or somebody else, and they'll just come hang out with me. That's all.
Oh, cool. You know, this show, I think from the start, I was here like two hours ago.
Uh-huh.
I just lost notion of time. But I think it's cooler like doing this thing of speaking with other plebs.
Was that even English, Carlos?
I was like, well,
okay. I tried.
Yeah. Sometimes you just go, okay. Now, we're gonna wrap here. So I'm gonna give everyone a chance to kind of do their last shout out for everybody, and then we'll go. You know, Thumper will be last, and so we'll go at Mexico. Mexico, go ahead, give your shout out. Anything you want to say?
What I'm gonna say is totally truth. And Shrek is love, Shrek is life, Thumper, you have the sexiest voice I've ever heard.
Aww.
I'll forever love you.
I cannot argue with that. Thank you, Mexico. All right. And I don't even know who this is. Blocked caller. Was that blocked caller?
Blocked.
Who's this?
Was it,
I'm going to mute you and unmute you.
I forgot his name.
I'm going to mute you and unmute you so you know who you are so that we can see who it is. There. So if you heard yourself muted, unmute.
Oh, is this me?
Yeah, that's you. Shout out, last one.
Oh, cool.
Closing up.
I just had a question about your Google AdSense or whatever it is, like your monetization method.
What's
you
your
like
question?
Get paid per click?
It's okay. I don't make any money off of it, so I don't want to talk about it. It's like, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, though. Anything else you want to shout out?
About it. Nope.
Okay, thank you. And quality, David.
Okay, so I'm just going to end this by saying, ask not the eagle how the sparrow soars. That's actually backwards. And see you guys.
You don't do it.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I thoroughly enjoyed this. Thank you, Jake,
thank
Neil,
you.
And Thumper, and the other one who was here before,
Ebony.
Ebony.
She's still in, but she hasn't said anything. I don't know what's going on. She's been sitting.
Is she killed?
I think she fell asleep.
Is she dead?
Maybe she fell asleep.
Oh no, Thumper, wake up!
No, Thumper's here.
No, I'm still awake.
Thumper's here. I'm talking.
That can happen during live stream.
Yeah, I mean, her phone is still called into the show. I hope. I don't know. I think she just fell asleep. All right. Thank you, quality.
Thank you from Canada.
Sorry. Let's see.
Can we just
951?
Yo, what?
Oh, all right. So. Go ahead. Last
you guys are
comments.
Awesome. I would like to kick it again, but I probably won't. So I'll try and check you guys out later. Maybe on a less trolly day.
All right. Thank
are
you.
There so you're in my bookmark. Just remember over. That.
All right, thank you, Quest. We'll go on around. Everyone will have a chance. 941, last comments.
Oh, yeah, my turn. Woo! I want to give out a shout-out to my brother who's deployed in Korea. Love you. Thumper, you have a sexy voice. You already know.
He ran out of breath there. That was like you really tried. It's just all right, hacker.
Man, I'm only gonna get 3 hours of sleep. I have to go to school in the morning. It's your guys' fault.
Aww.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
All day, yeah, dude. It was mad fun. I'll be honest. I'm gonna click this, like maybe join in one day. I don't like it. Enjoy being with you guys. It's nice.
All right, hacker. Thank you.
Okay, peace out, guys.
Peace out. 224. Ryan.
Yeah. Last part to say one thing. Be nice to pharmacy techs when you get your medication. They deal with some terrible patients sometimes.
What? Thumper, did you get that?
I don't know.
I didn't get the joke. Can you try it again?
No, it wasn't a joke.
Then I still didn't get it.
Are you guys like using like code words or something?
No, like I'm like when you get your medication from a pharmacy, be nice to those people because they deal with some terrible patients sometimes.
Oh, I see what he's saying. This is like his deep comment of the night, like. Like, be nice to the McDonald's drive-thru workers, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. That's like a public service announcement. He's like, seem be nice to... They make a lot of money, though. I have less sympathy for them than, like, the McDonald's workers.
Well, it's not bad money.
It's good money.
It's not, like, six-figure salary.
That's still good money.
Nowhere near that.
You know?
It depends on where you are.
I still feel bad for
like,
the
fast food. Like, I can vouch for that.
I'll tell you a story, true story. Like, you know when people are calling for advice, like women, and I ask them, all right, so you meet this guy. He's a totally nice guy, but he's works at McDonald's. The first thing they do is go, oh. I'm like, how do you know he's not a really nice guy? You know, like, good all the way around. And as soon as I tell them, oh, well, he's at McDonald's, they go, oh. And I feel like, you know what? You don't deserve a guy. Get a Cocker Spaniel.
True.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Yep. But wait, real fast, do you guys have any set times for it or no?
Oh, or it's no set time. It's usually on weekends. And really, if you go to my Facebook or Twitter, twitter.com/JudgeNeil or facebook.com/JudgeNeil, I announce the shows on there. And so if you'll see it.
I'll keep an eye open then.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
And last but not least, we have Thumper.
Judge, thank you for taking me. It was well needed for sure.
It's a crazy night, yeah. Like, it was just, I've never experienced this before.
I know.
I'm going to have to listen to this again. Like,
me too.
To truly appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
I'm so glad you came.
And we actually had people behave.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad that you had a show on tonight. I keep missing it.
I know. I keep looking for you. I'm like, no.
Aww.
No Thumper. And, like, you know, my son loves, like, Watership Down. Like, he really does. Like,
I watched that again the other night.
Yeah.
And I bawled. Again.
I think it hit me harder when I was younger, but it's like kind of a sad show, right? Like the rabbits.
It is a sad show. I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, I could do this. And then also towards the end, I was like, this is not good.
You know, I asked him, isn't this a happy show? Like they all find their new home. He goes, no, but most of them die.
Yeah. Yep.
Most of them
poor rabbits.
I know, it's like.
Oh, which one was the one that I fell in love with that starts with an F? Like, I think his name was
or
like
something?
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that the one that kind of scratches? Is that the one that saw the vision? Reminds me like a psychic. He saw the vision. Who was that?
Oh,
you know the one that warns everybody? He warns everybody, it's coming, it's coming. Death, destruction, it's coming. Get out.
Well, I did good until the towards the area where they had the bunny laying down, and then you just saw the spirit coming out.
Oh.
I'm like, no.
Like, yeah, that is sad. But
downhill from there.
That is like all tears. All right. Well, you know what? This has been an incredible night. Thank you, Thumper. I really appreciate you hanging out with me. And we'll be on later.
You. Heck yeah.
All right. Good night.
All right. Good night.